What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
Hey, what up?
I underestimated it. See, it doesn't work. You just say some shit like that.
Sorry.
And I underestimated how much heat fucking foam can produce.
This is Ray.
So we have the new background. Yeah, thanks, buddy. real close. Stay shave there. So we have the new background. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I don't know. I think I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I'm glad that we tried it out. We'll see what people think. And we'll go from there.
If it doesn't work here, I'll take some home for the nights I invite people over.
To keep
for her orgies
safe, bouncing
to
off
block the
walls,
the windows.
Oh,
and to
wow.
mute my to make my place audio proof.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, cochina.
It's actually soundproofing.
Cochina.
It's actually soundproofing. That
I like. Imagine like that sound when like the you know like the girl fighters. She just going at it hard.
Yeah, cage fight. Let's do it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Bobby, did you end up watching? Black Mirror, that episode that I asked.
Yeah.
The VR one?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh my God, dude. Yeah. That was the
Striking Vipers, dude. Striking
cool.
Vipers.
Coolest thing ever.
Okay. Whether you like it or didn't like it, it's definitely thought provoking. I think a lot
who
of people were just thinking.
In a video game.
Dude, just imagine that. Like how weird. Hey, yo, let's
our
fight.
Our time to fuck was under a minute. Good job, everybody.
I want to know.
Why is it even being set up as a fighting game? That's
well, they used to play that back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Get it? Oh. Striking Vipers. Well, it's not Striking Vipers. Fighting something Vipers.
Yeah. No, it's Striking Vipers.
It was in
Striking Vipers X.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw it this morning for the first time.
I don't think it's intended for sex. It's just so.
Yeah, I know. But, like, of course, everyone's going to take it there, right?
I would. Fuck yeah. Dude, I love it. Dude.
That chick was cute.
Dude, I fucked a polar bear. good.
I haven't tried the polar bear.
Yeah.
I think it was a great episode.
It was good.
See, I thought you said all the episodes of Black Mirror of season 5 were video game related, so I watched all 3 of them. I wasn't thoroughly impressed by it, but it was okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we should get to the intro here. First, a shout out. Thank you to our Twitch subs, Epic Tryhard Face, Rusty Bagels, and Throttle Jockey.
Thanks, homies.
Also, Patreons, Sound the Trumpets. We got our first $50 Patreon from Hogglefosh. Thank you very much.
So, just so you know how this all works, the $50 gets you a signed t-shirt from all of us, and you join the titty tier on Discord, which means you're the only pink person, or one of the only pink people.
Yeah.
But he messaged me, and he's like, hey, man, can I just give you $50 one month? And I was like, yeah, man, that's cool. We still make our money on the t-shirt and stuff, and that'll work out, and you can be pink for a month. So, yeah, totally. If you want to try it out for a month, get that shirt. For sure. We're down.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Hassan, thank you. And Paul, thank you for your Patreon donations.
Thank you so much.
All right. And we'll have those t-shirts up pretty soon as Emilio figures out email. Yeah.
And speaking of donations, guys, we are still looking for contributors for the TwitchCon house. We've basically locked down everybody who wants housing for that weekend, but we're still looking to see who wants to actively contribute towards the epic weekend that will be TwitchCon weekend as well. Mm-hmm. It's still pretty much open invitation, but reach out to me. And we'll see about collaborating and having a network pool party, in my opinion.
My favorite thing that's going to happen at that one is the live episode is going to be, I mean, it's probably going to be a shit show. We're probably going to be drunk. The audio is going to be terrible because we're going to, what kind of gear can we can bring a laptop and like.
I got a Zoom.
The Yeti?
Oh, no, I have a Zoom and actually 4 mics that we can actually have perfectly set up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But is it going to pick, well,
no,
we'll figure it out.
No, I have it's a mobile Zoom.
Oh, awesome.
So it's for field recording, but it has 4 mic inputs.
There's nobody better on this earth we could have pulled into this show.
I have that shit.
You have so much shit, dude.
Plus, I can bring my camera. We just record there.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of room. It's a big place.
Bobby, he has this like place. He has this like ice cream cone gimbal cam where he can lock it on a person and just do whatever and
gimbal. Yeah, I have a DJI and then I'm also getting the
All right, dude. Okay. You got your props.
The Ronin.
Either way as we come rolling closer to TwitchCon weekend, which by the way, tickets are officially on sale now. If you go to TwitchCon, Twitch and purchase their tickets, they sell one-day tickets and three-day tickets.
If you go to Twitch on the internet, you should be able to find
it out.
Yeah. So do you know, Chi, because you've been to this before, what's a Twitch party?
Twitch party is basically just a giant concert that they throw. When I went, they had Steve Aoki, which was awesome. And it was good, but then I've seen Steve live before, so it wasn't like anything too new. Just did some good dancing and then left.
He's the busiest person in entertainment. He does or two nights a show,
and he's the only
300 days a year.
He's the only EDC artist. I'm sorry, EDM artist in the Smithsonian, I believe. So yeah, badass.
Yeah, he's a hardworking dude.
Alrighty,
Bobby, you want to do something?
All right, move it along. Yeah, let's do that. So on the radar, some games that have come to our attention this week. Not a whole lot here. Nothing that I put on here. So
I do want to say thanks, everybody who contributes to the radar and to news. We're not going to pick everything, just things that like we're interested in. Because we're not going to, I talked about it before, but we're going to just say it, reiterate. If we didn't pick your shit, it's just because I can't talk about it passionately, most likely. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm the only one going through these things. So try to appeal to me, if you will.
All right, first up, Raw.
Who's making this, first of all? It's so such a big undertaking.
But was it, okay, so wasn't there a game? Is this the same one back in the day? It was going to be an MMO, be whatever you...
Yeah, like Second Life.
Like Second Life.
Right.
But yeah, and it was also like, you know, but it was like in a big city. It wasn't just a small little city like this. You remember that?
Second Life,
I don't know.
No, not Second Life. It was like supposed to have like this whole thing too, where you can be like a carpenter or whatever. Well, we'll talk about it, and then I'm gonna keep looking for this game.
Okay. Well, you look for that, and threw me off.
So what I got out of this when I watched the trailer for it is somebody was trying to copy, just make a standalone game for GTA 5 role playing.
Well, there's more to it, Bobby, because there's a lot more. Thanks, Bobby. Over to you. There's a lot more like actual numbers and stuff like that. Instead of if you rob a 7-Eleven in this, that's actually a person 7-Eleven, most likely. And that person has to take care of their inventory, their money.
Okay, so it's like a Second Life going on.
So everything, as far as, I mean, somebody has to build the roads. It's a world. I'm glad they put it in the desert because it's not going to be a gigantic city. Maybe later on.
But it's an island. It's an island. We're on an island here.
You could only get so big.
And there's different, like, there's a rainforest, there is tundra, there's all this shit, right?
I bet there's going to be mining. I mean, they're trying to recreate the world.
But let's think about it seriously. Everyone's going to want to be the big guy. It's going to be just a huge banks and robbers game, ultimately.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to give a lot of bonuses to like shop owners and stuff like that. Like, you make so much money that it's stupid and so risky to be a thief. Like, if you die, maybe you start over. You know what I mean? That way you stay away from risky ass shit.
You spend the rest of the game just in jail.
or it'll be like pay to win. If you die, you have to pay $20 to get your character back. If not, you start from the beginning.
Who knows? This is a gigantic undertaking by the looks of it. I mean, they're recreating life. So, yeah, and it's not from anybody that I would. If it was like EA or somebody, this is huge. I don't know. And if they do it, it's not something I'd be into.
But is this? Personally.
I would be into it just to see how it plays because I know it's not DayZ, and I haven't really ever gotten into GTA 5's role playing. But at the same time, it's taking a good concept and then building on something on its own. And it doesn't really exist yet.
No.
So it is it's going off of something, a good concept, and it's forming its own genre in a sense, too.
Is it using the Grand Theft Auto engine?
I'm not sure. I will, I rescind my, I am actually into it. There's trailers. You can pull trailers.
Oh my gosh.
Gee, I could see you.
That's like, my dream life, the trailer, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine if you ended up a bartender in this one, too? You're like, I know how to... I'm sticking to my lane.
That's hilarious.
That would suck for me.
Master of my craft.
Yeah.
Actually, it would be pretty fun to be a bartender in-game. Mm. Yeah.
I think it's called Identity. It came out...
Yeah, someone in chat just mentioned Identity.
There we go. Yes. There we go. Identity. Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, if nobody else...
But not as that good.
Yeah, it didn't do that well, right?
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot to swallow all at once. That's what she said. I know. All right.
All right. Next up is 3D Sen VR.
So this is pretty cool. It says play. So first and foremost, it's an NES emulator. So you can play all your NES games. I think on the video, they can only show their own games because they don't want to show that, you know, the big titles or whatever. So anyway, you take that, it's an emulator, but it converts automatically everything to VR. So it'll show you here in a second. You're still playing in a 2D space. It's not a completely new game, but you're playing in a 3D version of any NES game, is what they're saying. So as soon as you get to some gameplay, we'll be able to see that, Bobby. Thank you.
I don't think that's
here you go. So, yeah, I've played
holy shit,
like
it
before.
Adds a little bit of 3D to the games.
Yeah, yeah, it makes everything 3D, and
how?
You're standing in a 3D space in VR.
It's like, from looks,
so it makes it a little more
I can't
immersive.
Even talk, that looks so cool.
It adds some depth to an originally 2D flat world.
Yeah, it stretches the textures and the looks of it.
Mm-hmm. And then I imagine the games... It's just putting it in your face, and I imagine that being really fun, especially if you're playing classic titles.
Mm-hmm. So $20, this is in early access. And yeah, these aren't any Nintendo games that I recognize, but...
No, none of these are. But then I looked, if you go into the store page, you can see, like, works with, and then it has a list of a bunch of things that you've heard of before. I think legally they can't show, you know, all these games. What is this?
Well...
Looks like a YouTube video of someone playing it.
Oh look at that.
Batman, Bubble Bobble, Duck Hunt, Lode Runner.
Legend of Zelda.
Come on, put on Legend of Zelda. Yes.
That's awesome. I love that. Mm. I would definitely pick this up if I had a VR headset or something, so you know?
Cool. Wow.
Did
that Batman game, shit.
It looks awesome right there.
Dude, that looks fucking ridiculous.
Bobby, I don't know, did I bring it up to you guys that I was considering maybe getting us the Oculus Quest instead.
I'm dumbfounded right now. Hold up.
Just because like it's easier us to.
Well, if you're gonna aim for something like that, might as well just get the Vive one, the Cosmos or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh,
that one has like six cameras, and it's supposed to manipulate like the whole room. Okay. Sense. So that's gonna be dope.
I don't know. Just to pass it around. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, let's keep moving. Hmm. I mean, I want the dopest one for
sure. Vive one.
Yeah.
The Vive one, if you want to just pass it around where it's just the headset and the thing.
Can you imagine Chi driving home with the fucking tower sticking out of each window trying to get all this equipment home? You know?
No, it's just a box, dude. Do you remember how the Vive is? It's just a box.
They package things really nice. Yeah, some of the best packaging I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. We got some new people joining us in chat for the first time today. Welcome. Welcome to the live show. You can always catch us live at twitch.tv/digital_logic, logic with a K for some reason.
Yeah. And, hey, fuck off, man.
Someone's
also, happy birthday, Shadow Master.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't know how old he turned.
I don't like that he ages. I feel like a mascot should be immortal.
I know.
All right, next up.
He's getting clever, dude, on those responses on Discord.
Yep. He is. Oh, yeah. He's been cutting people down, getting shots.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Cool. Maybe he's trolling. He's been trolling us this whole time. Just sort of
oh, dude.
God.
There's a whole shadow.
He's like Moogle Mike, too.
There's a whole shadow movement of people that think he's actually super clever and trolling us super hard. So.
Hey, man, time to reconsider that T-shirt, huh?
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
That for the listeners, we'll explain that one later. You'll see. launch trailer for My Friend Pedro. So this came out recently.
Yeah, it just came out. I believe it's $14.99. $13.99 Sure. Something like that. It's on sale. So if you're going to grab it, grab it now.
$16.99
It's currently sitting at 93% on Steam.
We brought this up
a
couple weeks ago. So it's like a side-scrolling, very fast-paced, shoot-em-up, just run-and-gun, almost like Miami.
Hotline Miami, but in 2D.
Yeah, 2D.
It's pretty good ragdoll physics and whatnot.
Yeah, the graphics remind me of like some side-scrolling shooting fighting games before that, like they use a lot of mocap. It looks like there's mocap in this, but anyway, it's fucking sweet. It looks so cool. Awesome. Apparently, there's so many cool things that's going on here.
Someone posted in a comment in the reviews that this was a flash game, like a browser game. That.
It looks like it
could have been.
Yeah. And they updated it or whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible what they can do with Flash these days. But isn't Flash on its way out?
I could definitely see this, like a version of this on Newgrounds or something. It's definitely among the lines of that or Stick Fighter type of feel.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. It does exactly look like a Stick Fighter game. Bobby, is that the link that I put in there?
No, you linked the Twitter page.
Oh, just there's a video. They're a cartoon. It's awesome. But whatever. We are already through it already. I don't know where it is.
I think that's it.
That's not it. That's all right. Anyway, it's worth checking out. Check out their launch trailer. It's like here it is.
But also a big frying pan.
How's that?
Oh, nice.
Let it cook over an open
fire. It's animated.
Check this out. And there's those mechanics in the game, too.
Is that it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, knife kicking in the game, too. So they're showing everything that's in the game, but stylized.
I like a shirt. It says XOXO. I like a banana, too. This game was built for me. I'm totally into it.
It's only 5 hours long, from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
And there's no replayability.
Who cares, man? 5 hours?
How much do you pay to go to a movie? How many times do you replay a game anyway, though?
Yeah, very rarely.
Well, when it's that short, you kind of want... And if a game's that short and it's that good, you're like, fuck, I want to kind of keep
playing this.
I wouldn't mind a short game. At least I would make it to the ending because I generally don't finish my games.
All right, last up, Littlewood.
Littlewood.
Cute. It's all over. Here we go. Go ahead, spill it.
I love it already.
All righty, Littlewood.
So it looks
and I'm
like
not
Little
talking
World.
About Amiibo's penis.
Mm-hmm. But it's big, that's why.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about this game.
So this game, I think it's really neat how this game actually starts when the adventure ends. The game starts off with your hero being, hey, you're the guy that actually killed the evil wizard. But you know our town sucks now. Can you help us rebuild? So...
Say that again?
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. Anyway. It's because we heard you twice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, cool. Sorry. The one thing I liked about this game is just it's Stardew, pretty much. But not that. It's not Stardew, but it is Stardew. One thing about Stardew that I didn't like, like the farming part, the seeds and all the different kinds of seeds and working with the seasons and working with that. It kind of got to me a little bit. It's just, you know.
The essence of micromanaging your farm
bothered
you?
Yeah, I kind of wanted like a little bit easier, a little bit more casual than, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this one just kind of has like, you have a carrot, you put a carrot in the ground, you get a carrot, something like
Is
that.
Is this live right now?
Yeah, it just came out.
But I'm going to play with Littlewood like immediately tonight. Littlewood,
and this game, and this game doesn't have, so in this game, you actually create the town. There's no, you know, depending on the levels, you start to grow and you get,
the Littlewood game grows.
Yeah. Your Littlewood grows and grows and grows.
Can I, can I do my impression of Chi watching Ray talk about this? She's like,
mouth gaping open.
Is this out right now? And then you're like, yeah, I think so. And she's like, but.
This always happens when I talk to
salivating over Littlewood.
When I talk about my Littlewood, the chi always happens.
Mm-hmm.
And So yeah, it's just you like every time you level up, you're able to create or build more like of the buildings, stuff like that. And I think it's cool. It's like, you know, you get to actually build your fucking town instead of, you know, just living in a town and talking to the town people. You're actually building a town and more people start to live in there and coming back. And
how did I overlook this?
It just came out.
It just came out. Gee, the early access aspect of it, does that deter you any?
It's 0.75.
No, not at all, because I played my time at Porsche, early access. Okay. Stardew was in early access when I was playing it.
But then when it came out, you didn't go back to it. But you had
well, because I literally kind of
did everything.
Did possible. Everything. Yeah. Everything possible. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, cool.
Let's move it on.
Well, $14.99 for Littlewood. And yeah, 0.75, so not quite out of early access.
Yeah. I'm going to get this game tonight.
I'm going to get it tonight.
So.
Is it multiplayer?
No.
Probably not. I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't want to share.
No.
Single player partial controller support.
Yeah, I love that they put it in Stardew Valley multiplayer. I love this story. And then I check in on their stream because Bobby and Chi and a couple other streamers were going to play. As soon as I log into the stream, this is the first thing I see. Cheese crops are all lined up perfectly, like symmetrically. And then she says, see this stump? Everything on the left of this stump is mine. You don't touch anything on this side. The rest is your guys'. So what's the point of the multiplayer except for yelling at other people?
Oh, well, you share the farm, but everyone splits up responsibilities.
Yeah.
All right. So time to talk about some games that we have played here. I got a pretty good amount on this list here. Even though I watched a lot this week, I played a little bit. Let me start out with just some stuff I want to get out of the way. Deep Rock Galactic, been playing way too much of that game. I streamed 8 hours of that game today.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Anytime anytime I see him on Steam, he's on DRG right now. It's like
I've been playing so much. Yeah. Well, here's the thing I realized. I went to go watch some Deep Rock Galactic on Twitch. There's like 5 people streaming this game. The top streamer has maybe 7 people watching him. I'm like, shit, I could capitalize on that.
Is he more geared out than you?
No, not really. It's just some random people. But yeah. I'm getting really good at this game. Gunner might be my best class now. Like, I'm just been putting all my time into that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, streaming that a ton. So check that out.
You're going to be the DRG expert. And we haven't seen Dwarfarious around here lately.
I think he stopped playing DRG. I mean, I haven't seen him on.
No, he's still on the Discord. He's like a mod over on their official Discord.
Bobby, explain the end game to me. Like, what's going on? Like, why? What keeps you coming back?
I don't know. I'm just doing like achievement hunting now. Like, it's nothing that special.
You're
like,
not even unlocking things.
I just have fun playing the game.
Yeah.
I'm not even unlocking things anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, cosmetic stuff, change my look, whatever. But I just.
By the way, you look like a fucking badass. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my gunner looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I pretty much run strictly hazard level 4s and 5s. I love 5s because it's just nonstop excitement and
especially
it's so
for the
challenging.
Gunner.
Yeah, you're always doing stuff with that. Yeah, good times. If you want to check out that stream, I'll be streaming it. And you might also catch Emilio and I playing some Divinity Original Sin 2.
That's awesome. I'm jealous, actually. I have a YouTube.
We're about to finish the island.
Yeah, so, we're almost done with the first act.
With the tutorial?
Yeah.
I love how that whole
first
island
act out
is
of three acts, right?
Bobby? Is it three acts?
I don't know.
I've never made it. I made it past the first one, and that's as far as I ever made it.
I want to relive this.
It's the definitive edition because we're replaying all the content that I've already played,
mm-hmm.
but the definitive edition definitely is better. I like it a lot more. And this game is so much better than the first one now that
Jesus
I think about it.
Christ, this game is good. Holy fuck.
God, I love Divinity.
So, when Bobby and I are talking about doing things like playing, like getting things done, we talk almost the same way as we would be if we were talking about stuff in real life. Like, it's almost, if it was really happening strategy-wise, you could almost do most things that you can do in real life. You're like, well, grab that guy off of there with your teleport and then throw it over there on that guy because it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because
you could totally do that in real life.
No, but I mean, that's what you would do if you would have a teleport ability, is what I'm saying. It's like, this other thing where like, Bobby's like, can you teleport me over to that chest? I was like, mm-hmm. I can't. He's like, can you teleport it to me? I was like, oh yeah, problem solving.
Yeah.
And then I could do that, you know?
I do it's love the like, problem solving.
Yeah, the problem solving just works. And there's multiple ways to do it, but there's also multiple ways of fucking it up too.
Yeah.
There's this one quest where this guy cheats you and he runs off and he gets killed by the guards. But you also kill those guards later. So I was like, I wonder what would happen if you killed those guards first and then that guy cheats you and runs away. Mm-hmm. And there's ships right there. I'm sure he would just get on a ship and take off. And he has a lot of good loot. So you would miss out on the loot if you did that the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just like tons and tons and tons of shit in this game. And it's beautiful. And the storytelling is great. And the fucking voice acting is great. Mm-hmm. It doesn't end. It does not end with this game.
Divinity is the perfect RPG in my eyes.
Yeah. It's the best RPG ever made.
What the fuck, dude? Shut up. I don't believe you.
It's so true.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. Gives me high hopes for Baldur's Gate, even though I'm not a fan of the franchise.
I don't know. You guys talk about it so much, and it's just like, what?
It is so fucking amazing.
I told you,
my relationship goals is to play this with the next person I want to fuck. Like, literally.
I'm buying this.
Sorry, guys. Oh, if I cracked your ears.
So I'm playing as the Red Prince, the lizard guy, and he's a snob. He's fun to play. Emilio, you're playing as it's a character.
I can't even say his name.
His name's weird, but he's like kind of
ex-soldier mercenary type dude.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a lot of necromancer spells. I'm just straight up hitting people with a big ass sword.
Yeah,
swinging it around.
It's working out. Fucking
good. Can you? How do you move in this game? Like, you're actually just in one square, and then you can, like, you can actually move. Like,
you click.
You have click action movement. Points, and then you spend a certain amount of
how far you want to move, and then how many actions you can do. Okay.
But since I'm a mage, I usually don't move. I cast spells instead of walking.
Yeah.
He's the one who has to move around.
It does have less things to do. Like, in the first Divinity, I remember just being able to put points in and get more action points, and there was just a lot more to that game, but this one just refines it a little bit. I could see some people having an issue with that, but I don't know. I like it. It's still a very complex game, and we're, you know, a third of the way through it, and we put hours into this.
And a pro tip, if you actually want to finish the game, you have to do what me and Bobby did. Either play it by yourself, or two, get one friend that you know can show up from time to time enough to get something done.
It's a committal thing.
Yeah, it's a commit. And that's why, you re-rolled how many times the first...
When Divinity 2 came out, Max and I were, at the time, extremely excited.
Yeah.
Because we had beaten the first game together. And then I was excited because it opened up to four-player co-op, so I tried to involve my brothers as well. So me, Max, and my two brothers, but our schedules consistently collided.
Yeah.
So Max was actually frustrated that we couldn't play as often as he wanted to because there were too many hands in the pot. So if I were to do it again, it would be with only one or two other people at most, not four.
And that's what I'm suggesting. Really, if you want to finish the game, you have to go with just one person or single player and get the lone wolf ability. And that takes away two of the people in your party, but almost doubles the strength of the ones that you have. So your guys are twice as strong, but you only have two instead of four guys.
You guys are lone wolfers. I don't like lone wolfing at all.
But the fights go so much faster.
Yeah, but then it also changes. It changes up the story.
Okay, I'm going to finish it. You're not. Just saying.
The story is...
Hey, you play your way, I play mine.
No, I'm fucking over Coney.
The story is always secondary to me in games like this, but
in a super elaborate RPG, the story is secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby, like he'll
it's
go up
wizards,
to
elves,
super important people, and he's like, it's all about consequences.
Like I can't even listen in.
All right.
I gotta go, guys. I gotta buy marijuana.
Will you get me a refill on this too?
Hey, were you over there, dude? Buying drugs? Here you go.
The fuck?
And here you go.
I'll make Hermit do it. What is all this?
That's coffee, and that's half ice, and the rest, and half vodka.
My God, you need to write that down.
Yeah, I'll text you. Take your phone with you.
I need my phone for my
ID,
actually.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Weed delivery, right?
California. Yeah, weed delivery. There's this app called Ease, and it's really fucking easy to buy weed here in California. You go in the app, you search whatever dispensary, I guess, and then you pick whatever marijuana you want to buy. It's pretty crazy.
Crazy, man. California.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, Divinity, Original Sin 2, and Deep Rock. Check that out on my stream. Now, Chi, you've been streaming a little bit too, right?
Yeah, did a little bit of streaming of Layers of Fear. Played that for the very first time ever. I had a super busy week. Didn't even touch my computer once, except for maybe one or two Counter-Strike games. And when I was ready to make time to play some video games, I knew I wanted to play something I knew I was gonna like. And I've been recommended so many times to play Layers of Fear, and it legit is an amazing jump scare game. I have played quite a few scary games, and I love scary games. I don't really like watching scary movies, but for some reason I love just, you know, getting my shit pushed in when I play scary games. Or like, not shit pushed in. It was more, I called it my asshole becoming inverted, because like scared shitless, like literally, vacuuming the shit out of my ass. This is horrible. What is this?
What are you?
I don't even know where I'm going, but it's pretty awful.
Are you describing a prolapsing?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's how scary this game is. I'm sorry for the TMI. But
it's okay. I bet someone out there probably
when you're maneuvering through this game, the pacing, the lighting, the unraveling of the details of the story, it's a horror game, but it's not one-tracked. Apparently, everything you do is consequential, and it unravels different things that happen to you situationally, and it keeps you on edge no matter what. And I just can't believe how well this game, like how well of a job this game does at scaring me, and at every single jump scare that they place. Sometimes you can predict it, sometimes it's obvious, but for some reason this game, it gets you every single time. And so far the story is really good, and I don't want to go into too much detail about the story. I don't want to spoil anything for that, but you're basically walking into an abandoned, what seems like an abandoned mansion, and you're just unraveling the history of the person that lives there. And by picking up clues and reading notes, and what happens is you get caught in it's an ever-changing dimension. So you'll open a door, and it's a door opening simulator, to be honest. And what happens is, you're moving through this mansion, and the mansion is constantly changing up on you, and you have to basically get yourself out of this rat maze. And you don't know which way to go. You open a door, you close it, you open it again, and you're completely in a different, a brand new room shows up and appears.
There's a nice clip.
There's always a great mystery to it.
There's a nice clip of Chi freaking the fuck out on her Twitch.
Yeah, you missed it. I just went full raunchy. I'm not smoochy anymore. I went raunchy. Oh. I go raunchy when I play this game. So it's good.
Bobby just looked over at the rock star, like he got like cold sweats right now.
So when I walked in here, guys, like a layer of heat hit me. It is definitely like several degrees.
I'm comfortable.
It's definitely, yeah, you're a girl. That's exactly what he said. She's like, I'm comfortable right now too. But I'm just saying, like, if we do this during the day and during the summer,
I'm heating up. I feel it.
Yeah,
it could just be the temperature being up. It doesn't necessarily have to be.
No, because it's cool everywhere else. And then I walked in here.
I feel it.
It's crazy.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I guess it's counting.
It'd be nice during the winter, I guess.
What is it? Insulation.
The San Diego winter. The cold, harsh San Diego winters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you're exploring a haunted mansion. Seems like the go-to place for scary games.
Yeah, and they do it so well. And like I said, your actions actually affect what happens in the game. So there are minor puzzles and whatnot to this game too. But I enjoy it so much. It's creepy. It is creepy.
So Bobby's input. Mansion, huh?
No, because you're saying that. And I didn't want to explain it any further. I left it at that, but now I'm going to do it. So I wonder if it's derived a little bit from The Ghost of Mr. Chicken with Don Knotts, 1963 or 4. All right, trap doors, mansion, hidden things. Is there any piano playing, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Okay, yes. Dude,
I didn't play it, though.
This is The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
I didn't want to play the piano because I was afraid it was going to do something. So
is that a scary movie,
I didn't
Bobby?
Play it.
Or is it like a
It's like a horror comedy. It's Don Knotts, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Don Knotts is?
Is he the guy from Miami like Vice?
Steve Buscemi.
Look,
so you're gonna know who Don
Knotts. Knotts, right? From
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don Knotts.
Yeah.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Mm-hmm. On Steam, 97% Layers of Fear, positive reviews.
Did you finish it, Chi?
Sorry. No, but I will. It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah, it's not
I've
long.
Heard that before.
It's I'm not
long.
Finish
it's
this
not
one.
Long. Okay. She can beat it like mm-hmm. one night.
No, I can't. I move slow.
Oh, okay.
I move like I'm actually.
Dude, I saw that painting jump out at you and I was like, ah!
Oh my gosh, right? Yeah. That was the best clip ever.
Let's see. Layers of Fear. So the game is $20 and according to howlongtobeat.com,
yeah, it's not long.
3 hours.
Yeah, it's really short.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow, you will finish it. You're almost at the end then probably.
No, I'm maybe halfway through.
Is that water?
No, it's yes. really, it's really
gonna
cool.
need some water.
It's a walking simulator with small
puzzles. So the puzzles aren't that difficult?
No.
Okay, and they just recently came out with a sequel to this game, right?
Yeah, they say that one sucks from the looks of it. But I would totally play it. It's set on a boat. Like you're like on the mm-hmm. Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Bobby, scary how many boat. People do you think got your chicken reference? I'm glad you made it.
What?
How many people?
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken? Yeah. God, not enough. That movie. I watched it just like a month ago. Holds up.
But
you say you don't have time for things, but you have so much time.
If to
you
watch, just... there's always time for Don Knotts. You make time.
I was thinking of getting.
See,
this.
Mr. Furley.
Who? Mr. Furley
from Three's Company.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a lot of physical comedy.
We're old as fuck, guys. All right, moving on.
All right, and Chi, you also streamed on your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, had a couple so outside of Layers of Fear, just yesterday, since we canceled the podcast, I was like, oh, okay, no podcast? Well, what would I be doing if I weren't obligated to the podcast? I'd just sit on my ass and play some video games. I did stream Dungreed, which was my homework. And
for like 45 minutes?
No, for almost an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
I played the game. I enjoyed it. And we'll elaborate we'll on that later. Further. But, and then after playing Dungreed and after you guys canceled on me, I was like, okay, I'm going to go get some red wine since I have the rest of the night. I deleted all the VODs. Don't even try to look for my real life stream.
They weren't bad, Chi. So, there was nothing cringy about Bobby. We were watching it, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was good. I was surprised at the quality,
the quality.
Well it held up as you're walking around. So you're doing that strictly over your phone's
data.
Connection. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the data connection.
And I normally don't even have good enough data to watch like a YouTube video when I'm out by the beach or anything like that. It's normally very crappy. So I was a little worried it was going to cut, and it did a little bit. But when I was in the water, so I took my cell phone with me, I was doing a liquor run. And so I decided to walk by the bay, took my stream to the bay, and some dude, while I had a selfie stick in my phone and I was talking into my phone. So some dude was like, get a life. And I was like, you know, get yourself on a diet, you fat fuck.
Ooh.
Fuck off, dude. Like the stream cut. Like, because I was pissed. So I like had to like accidentally close my shit.
Yeah,
but it's like, it was awkward for me because I'm not the type to even want to take, I don't have social media much anymore. So I don't even want to take a photo of myself, a selfie of myself, let alone walk around talking to myself.
Right. There is something about it, but you weren't doing it in a weird way.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable, but it was fun at the same time.
Anyway, sorry.
It was fun to have like feel like I had company while I was going on this liquor run. So, but
did you get the mission done? Did you go all the way back streaming the entire thing?
No, I cut my stream off when I got to the liquor store.
Yeah, I would have said
when I get home.
Yeah. I feel like there's different laws inside of.
So you didn't stream inside a bathroom, is what you're
telling me. No.
Okay.
You can stream inside a store, but if the store tells you get the fuck out,
I stream the bay.
Well, liquor stores in general. Yeah.
I streamed the bay, and then I was panning to all the volleyball players, and so if you were watching my stream, you got to see some nice bikini booty, and then got in the water, saw a cute dog. That it was cute. It was nice.
The funny thing is,
can't find it. I already deleted the VODs because.
Here in San Diego, if you see people seeing that, if you see people doing that, you're like, oh, that's weird. Go to L.A. Everyone's fucking doing it. They have selfie sticks.
That's why I say San Diego L.A. without the problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone, like I said, someone's like, get a life. And I was like, fuck off, dude.
I do see chicks doing there's groups of girls doing Instagram photos for each other. they walk around in groups of like four, and then they pose around the same thing, and they just rotate and stuff. I've seen that a lot.
And you always see stuff like that at the beach. Like, I saw a dude shooting a full-on music video at the beach once. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit just happens down there.
See, that's the thing. Like, they wouldn't... If I didn't have the selfie stick and I was just holding the camera, they probably would have thought or assumed I was on a Skype call with somebody just talking to them, right? But the fact that I had the selfie stick, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to pan out as much... I mean, an Asian girl with a selfie stick, are you surprised?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still kind of salty about that one dude. So, and then I jumped in the water, and it was so funny because someone's like, oh, you're salty about that guy. So, and then you jump in salty water.
When he said get a life, you'd be like, I got 21 lives. Look at me right now. What about you?
No, I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck off, dude. Yourself a diet plan. Yeah, no, I was like, you're fat. I'm sorry. No, nothing wrong with being fat. But a rude fat ass, I'm going to call
you. I hope not. You'd hate both of your co-hosts.
No, it's not that. It's just that, you know, don't cross me. I get enough toxicity playing Counter-Strike. I don't need it IRL.
Ray just walks out.
Fuck this shit.
I'll trip you on your fucking butt.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit. Void Bastard.
No.
No.
Yes.
I finally played it.
Yay.
And it's funny because I was like, this is my shit. It has everything that I want it to have. And there was one, you know, sometimes you like something so much that you don't see it all for it is. It's definitely not a bad game. And it definitely will, a lot of people will like it. I think it's like somewhere around 80% or 85% on Steam. So it is a cel-shaded first-person FPS roguelike. And the jokes are all like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, British. All the voices are British, stuff like that. I mean, it's got it all. I will still say that it has it all. The one thing that it does that I wanted it to do that it doesn't do is like the combat. In order to be successful, I think, in this game, you fight only about 20, 30, 40% maybe of the bad guys. It's not a combat game. It's more of a run and grab all the shit you can, then get the fuck out as fast as you can. Maybe later on it elaborates to more combat when you unlock more things. But as far as for me, I thought the fastest way or the best way to do things is just kind of sneak around, get the data from the deck. What do you call the where they fly the thing from? What is that called?
The cockpit.
Like on a spaceship though. That's called
the bridge.
The bridge, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you go to the bridge, and then you can download all the data, and you can see where the bad guys are and all the stuff that you want. And then you can kind of circumnavigate you just using the map and running through there. It has oxygen supply, so you have to watch that. Mm-hmm. It has health, and there is no health in this game. Every once in a while, you find a ship that has a health unit, but a lot of the times the power will be down. You have to activate it. Like, you can't just walk in and get health. Like, getting health is a big deal.
You have to
deal.
Eat the sandwiches before you go on the next ship.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. But it spends one turn, which mm-hmm. means the bad shit that's flying around gets one turn to advance as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so it has a little bit of FTL in it. Not much. There's never been a game that said, like FTL, that was enough like FTL where I was like, oh shit, like this is like FTL. There hasn't been one.
FTL kind of started it, so it's hard to recapture that.
Yeah. I won't say it's a bad game. But I do not like sneaky tactics. It's not my thing.
It's just
like
in the beginning, don't you think? It's just the beginning because, first of all, your weapons suck. You have to use the workbench a lot more as you progress through spaceships. You start building.
I mean, I made it like 15
weapons.
Ships deep, dude. Like, and I got. Still? Yeah. I got,
well, you know, it says from the creators of BioShock and System Shock 2, and those games are technically first-person shooters, but there is a lot more strategy involved in it. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the design of the game.
I like that because it puts RPG elements into the game, which is why I like BioShock and System Shock so much, because even though you're playing a shooter, it's not a run and gun, borderline mindless, maybe something like Doom, but Doom, you have level up capabilities and stuff like that. But with this one here, you do, maybe with the sneaking around and everything else and the weapon building, you have to implement that strategy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you get them, like, okay, so I got the kitties that explode, mm-hmm. which really all
exploding
they do.
Exploding kittens?
Yeah. They're little robots, and they go around. They have a siren.
A great card game.
And they attract things. It's like a wee, 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 you know, it goes off and you can run this way. All the bad guys, that's not fighting. And then I got a shock thing that shocks things and then I run away. It's all like do something then run. Maybe there's a, like hardcore combat lady later, but I don't think there is. But it is funny. It's campy. It's cool. Like I get it. But unfortunately, I don't like hitting crouch unless I'm ducking.
Fire.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Like even.
Do you like it?
I thought that was neat.
Have you played it since you played it?
Yeah, I played it again the other day.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I haven't uninstalled.
Weekend.
I might try it again. Like I said, it has a lot of things going for it, but I don't know. I had my high hopes. I guess this is why you don't build things up in your head, right?
I guess it's just I don't know. Maybe when you saw it, you were first of all, the roguelikes you like, they're super action based.
Yeah.
Super action based.
Yeah,
like
never stops.
Like Risk of Rain, Dead Cells, all that. It's just never stops. Yeah. This one has the whole you really have to think about, do I want to fight that guy in there or I don't want to fight that guy? Is it worth that loot? Like losing that much health fighting this guy? Or let's move on. Right. Or like maybe I can, you know, if you have the cat mines, you can throw those out over at like the cat bombs or whatever. But if you're expecting like that much combat, you're not gonna get that here on it. But there's enough for, like, you have, like, four guys coming at you, and you're running into room after room after room trying to kill these guys, because they're aggressive as fuck.
Yeah, of course you fought the slimes, right?
Yeah.
And so you just run up to them and then run away, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sound that they make.
Oh, I fucking don't remember. Oh.
So yeah. They're jellies that explode when you get close to them, right? And they just shake, and then they pop. Oh. So it's all very sexual. Like, the jokes are hilarious.
Sexual innuendo.
Yeah, very funny.
It's right up my alley.
Thing. Yeah.
I thought it was playing like a Monty Python type
thing. Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm. When I was going through this.
I think I would like this a lot.
It's cool.
Yeah, I think Bobby might try like it too.
It's actually pretty chill. It's not what, you know, Emilio's cup of tea, but.
Yeah. I'll play it again.
I think it's neat. I think it's fun. I want to beat it at least once. I want to go through all, like, but the thing is, I start like building a pattern through the ships, and I try to, and I'm like, ah, fuck it, if it gets harder, and I'll go back so that I can go like try to get all this. I don't know, try to go through all the ships.
Did you know about going to the bridge and getting and downloading the data?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do that,
and then from there you just plan.
Yeah, you just have to come back to the FTL or whatever, and that's it. Hmm.
Anyway, can I recommend it for $30? Probably not. I had a 25% off coupon, and still. I think this is like a $15 to $20 game.
If you have the Xbox Game Pass, it's on there for PC.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how I'm playing it.
This guy says that the man to my to the far right could break me in two. Usually, I would assume that was me, but now after seeing Bobby, and then he's actually on the right, but we're on their right, so I don't know who he's talking about.
He's talking about you, Emilio.
Yeah, no, it's a you were stage right.
Oh, okay.
Stage all right. Right. So, you know, unfortunately, when I stream Deep Rock Galactic, that means I can't watch Dynasty. And guess who showed up in season 5? That's right. Billy D. Williams.
Oh, there he is.
There he is, dude. He's like the Samuel L. Jackson of the 80s. Dude.
Yeah,
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I watched, every week I'm watching some video game movie, preferably.
Oh.
And this week, I actually watched two things. I watched a documentary on pinball, and that was really short, so I wanted to check out something else. The documentary on pinball was pretty good. It's called Tilt, The Battle to Save Pinball. And I thought it was going to be just a...
Ooh, I know. Because they rolled it as gambling at first, right? And so people had
that's what I thought. I thought it was going to be the story about how they had to fight to make pinball legal because they really tried to outlaw that. The mayor of New York, LaGuardia, they named an airport after him. He was very instrumental in doing that, so blame him. But because they implemented flippers in, I think, 1948, then they could say, well, this is a game of skill, not a game of chance.
Oh, so. Before that it was more Plinko.
But, yeah, exactly. It just dropped down. The evolution of pinball is very interesting. And this is like the precursor to the modern video game. But what this actually was, this was not that, but it was an interesting story about how they were trying to resurrect pinball in the year 1999. So you may not realize it now, but they don't make pinball machines anymore. There's one company in the world called Stern Pinball that is very small, and it makes pinball machines. And that's pretty much it.
Damn.
Back in the day, you know, the 70s, 80s, these were pretty big. And there were many companies, Bally, Midway, Williams, Sega. They all
Williams is a big one that I remember.
They're the big ones. And this is about Williams. They were the last one. Well, them and Sega. But Williams said in the late 90s, you know, pinball has gone down. Like, we need to sell something again. Oh, quick side note here. So they said the best pinball game ever made, like the most popular one. Like, when they said it, I was like, huh, that makes sense. Because I saw that pinball game at every bowling alley, every arcade, every skate rink. Any ideas? You probably couldn't
Adam's
guess it.
Adam's Family.
Oh, yes, that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Baby. I was that's the pinball machine that I fucking burn quite a few hours on.
Yeah. The Adam's Family pinball machine. How many
Isn't
of those did
crazy?
You see?
How did you know? That was voted, how did I know?
Well, yeah. I watched the documentary.
Real
that's
gamer
how I
here.
Know. But that was voted.
From experience, Adam's Family.
Yeah, no, I remember it being a very good one. And once they said it, I'm like, that makes complete sense.
And the
it
music
was voted
was fun.
Best pinball game 4 years in a row.
What's everybody's favorite one?
Pinball Adam's game? Family, for sure.
Yeah, I never really. My dad was actually pretty into pinball, but I never.
Right?
No. Pinball.
Jurassic Park. I got pretty good at Jurassic
one.
Park.
Yeah.
Oh, then I guess Terminator 2. That's the
Terminator
one.
Terminator 2.
Or Ghostbusters.
I'm so glad you kind of have this like mini highlight thing going on because I actually watched High Score Girl. Wasn't even going to bring it up, but believe it or not, I watched the whole thing.
It's good.
And I enjoyed it so much. It was really
good. If I can recommend anime, yes, it is on Netflix. If I can recommend anime, you know it's good.
Yeah. So I watched High Score Girl. It was my go-to Netflix show. When I cook and eat at home, I like to watch an episode on Netflix or like South Park or something. And High Score Girl was my Netflix and snack movie. Netflix and dinner.
Nice. Yep. How long did it take you to watch the whole season? In one
there's 13 episodes. I don't binge watch. I only watch the show when I'm eating. Yeah. And so sometimes I won't even finish an entire episode.
There's like 15 episodes. They're 20 to 25 minutes a piece. It'll take a good chunk of time, but it goes quick.
Is there going
to
be a season two?
Yeah, they confirmed for a season two.
Nice.
Yeah, good, because it's cute. It's adorable.
It's very good.
What it's actually it's like a romance
High
story.
Score Girl.
Yeah, the anime that they talked about.
Bobby needs to watch Attack of Titan.
I wasn't here. I wasn't on the episode. No. But I saw, I listened to the podcast.
If there's one anime I would recommend on to Bobby,
let's not get crazy with the anime, guys. You know how I feel.
Attack and Titan.
Japanese.
We should have Attack on Titan like commentary.
Didn't I
show.
Suggest one last
I
week?
Would say One Punch Man. I fucking love that show.
You guys sound like my
Attack
students.
Attack on Titan actually has a lot more depth.
I suggested a movie last week.
Nobody cared.
It
was good.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Which watch. Okay. But I wanted to get away because Resident Evil was kind of like in that ballpark. Okay. So I'm trying to mix it up each week. But anyway, Tilt the Battle to Save Pinball. Definitely recommend it. So the story was actually about the late 90s when pinball was on another downward slope. Williams, the biggest pinball company, was actually making slot machines. And that's super easy to make because you know they're going to sell. So you don't have to do anything. You just make them. But with pinball, you actually have to have some creativity. You know, it's a game design. So they had this huge idea called Pinball 2000. I don't really remember these machines. I vaguely do. They only made two or three of them. Mm-hmm. But what they were doing was combining video arcade with pinball. So the screen was at an angle, kind of like the way a teleprompter works, where you can see the video on the pinball machine, but it's actually playing.
Where the ball is traveling?
Yeah, but you're seeing video. Let me bring up something so you can see. Yeah, okay, here we go. Here's a good video of it. So you can see that the video actually shows up on the pinball machine down there. Wait, this isn't...
No, that's not it.
Revenge, that's the original one. No, Pinball 2000. Okay, so they made the Episode 1 game like this, and their first one was Revenge from Mars. They redid a classic there.
Oh,
what is
that?
So you can see the video playing down there. That's actually coming from a screen up here.
It looks like a hologram.
Exactly. Yeah. So this was their huge idea to save pinball in 1999. And it worked pretty well. It sold pretty well. These were very expensive to make. And not only do you have to have designers to create the pinball machine, but now you also have to have people to do the video to like render and like graphics design and all that stuff. Yeah. Like it's a lot more complicated. So the price goes up.
At the same time, I'm sorry, but arcades are dying at the same time, too.
Yeah, the whole thing's kind of on a downslope. But there's a huge pinball community, I guess, that's really devout. So when they saw this, they're like, well, it's not pinball, technically, and it's arcade games creeping into pinball. So they were a little resistant at first. But the game sold pretty well, but not well enough, and they ended up closing out. And a lot of the people that worked for Williams, they either went to go make slot machines or gambling machines, like code for that, or they stuck with, or they made a new company called Stern Pinball, and they actually have a website up. They're just making a new one called like Black Knight. I guess the only company in the world, because this is what became of Sega's pinball division.
Okay.
This is like really the only company in the world that still makes pinball machines, which is crazy to think about. Like, you know, they're still out there.
Oh, look, they're going for like a classic look now, right?
Yeah, now they're doing like kind of classic pinball.
Yeah, yeah.
Like definitely for the people who
and enjoy those. It's, I mean, that's what they're catering
you
to people.
Sell
yeah,
to nostalgia.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Demented Warlock, he has like four or five of them. Right behind where he games.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he switches them out. Like, he sells them because they have high value for people that, like, still dig it, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm. I'm surprised they went with this, but I guess it kind of makes sense. Like, just like she said, you have to cater to who's buying, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so by the way, the pinball games on your phone are pretty cool.
There's a Fallout one.
There's a Bethesda whole client. You could buy, there's like six games. You buy it all together. You can play the Skyrim one, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Some well, they have those good. On Steam, right? They have like Pinball FX or something, and then you buy the type of game you want. And I know you can get some of them pretty cheap.
Ow,
and those Pinball FX 3.
Oh, look, Bethesda.
And then they have
nailing it.
Yep. So I've been practicing.
Good.
Yep. I stand in front of the mirror. I'm like, now
after you get that one, just buttons. Buttons.
I've been practicing, guys.
So you can get Pinball FX3 for free, but look at all these different games you can get. They got Bethesda, Aliens vs. Pinball, Portal, Marvel.
Oh, if I have a suggestion off this one, go down, Bobby. Alien vs. Predator, I liked probably the most out of all the ones that I played.
Nice.
On there.
Yeah, so this is like virtual pinball. I don't know. The only problem is it's single player, right? It's not Golf with Friends or Golf It or whatever we're on to now. Yeah. So this documentary was only an hour long. It was very hard to find, too. But if you get a chance to check it out, highly recommend it. Since it was so short, I wanted to watch something else. And I pulled out a classic, Grandma's Boy.
I love Grandma's Boy.
This game.
I can't stop coming on your mom.
Sit on my face.
I wanted to see if this movie held up because I saw, first of all, I heard an advertisement for this movie in 2006 on the radio as I was driving to work, because that's how you heard about things back then. And I went to go see it in the theater. There were like three people there. They closed, this movie ran for like a couple weeks tops. And I thought it was so funny, and I couldn't understand why it didn't do too well. It cost $5 million to make, and it grossed like $6.6 million. So, you know, it
money
made
in
money,
the bank,
but not much. Yeah. But crazy, dude, you can make a comedy for $5 million in 2006.
Yeah, but it made, there was a cult following, and I'm sure it did really well on
DVD.
It did
really well afterwards. I would champion this movie. I showed this movie when people came over. I'm like, dude, you got to check out this movie. And like, everybody loved it. It was fucking great. And it still holds up pretty well. Like, I'm still laughing. I don't know if it's just nostalgia, but I'm still laughing at all the jokes, JP doing the weird voice. And like, this was just, I wanted this to be my life, because I saw this when I was like,
why isn't this us? Why isn't this the DLG podcast? Why can't we make this like Grandma's Roberta's Boys?
It paints like this picture of being a game tester as being really fun, and I don't know.
I've never seen that guy in another movie, dude.
Who?
He came out with
the main
movie,
guy.
Alex Corvey, JP? I think his name is. No, that's John Daniel Moore. He was actually John Daniel. I got to get their names right. I'm fucking it up. But the guy who plays
JP.
I've seen all these guys in all like the happy.
They're Adam Sandler's lot of comedians. Nick Swardson will probably his best performance ever in anything.
It's so, so good. Weird, I love what he's talking about. His fucking race car bed,
dude. Bobby.
Oops. Sorry. I don't know. Oh God.
Bobby, there's a podcast called The King and the Sting. You'll never listen to it. But Nick Swardson walks in uninvited. They're like, oh, there he is, because he's walking to another podcast. Mm-hmm. They're like, invite him in. And what they do at the beginning of the show, The King and the Sting, they roast each other like for like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. He comes in and lights these fucking dudes on fire, dude. Like, they were good at roasting. And then Nick Swardson walks in, and it's a whole different ball game, dude. The fourth guy in the room, they picked on him a little bit. He's like, I can't compete with you guys. Like, this is another level. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands.
No, he's actually such a weirdo. He'd always hung out.
He's so weird.
He would hang out at Barney's Beanery over in L.A.
Who, Swartzen?
Yeah.
I love Swartzen.
And that was like our go-to, like every... Like when we lived in LA, like when mm-hmm. me and Leon lived in LA, it was like our go-to. We'd always go there like once a week,
and
twice
be
a week.
There, what doing?
And just be there. Like first, you'd be like in that corner seat where like no one come up to me right now. You come up to me and be like, "Hey," you'd be mm-hmm. like, yeah. "Go away!" Like yeah. just be weird. And then sometimes you'd be like dancing on the bar and binary one shots, and yeah. just he was so up and down. It was
and
so
sometimes
weird.
He's on roller skates, yeah. sucking dicks.
I just yeah. love Swartzen because he's from my home state, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah, he's weird. He's a weird guy.
Yeah, well, he was great in this movie.
Oh
he
yeah,
did, he did very well.
I love when he talks about his race car. You know, I'm thinking about getting rims. It's so good.
Rotten Tomatoes gave Grandma's Boy 16%.
Yeah, no, yeah. this movie Come got on. Terrible reviews. Oh yeah,
goodness gracious.
And it, I was surprised to see some of the actors in here. So Linda Cardinelli, you may remember her as Velma in Scooby-Doo, but she's doing serious stuff now. She was in Green Book, the wife of the guy, the main character. She was also in La Llorona, if you saw that, don't.
It oh, that
was,
just no. came out, right?
Yeah, yeah it just no. came out.
If you saw that, you saw don't.
It, Bobby? Yeah, dude. Because I heard it. I'm like, fuck it, I'll watch it. You know, whatever.
Wow. If you saw that, refund your eyeballs. Like,
I mean, if you want to see what third act problems look like, then check that movie out. But, like, yeah, it was like, dude, they got like 50 minutes, like an hour into that movie, that's and fine. We're just like, what do we do? Okay, Alan Covert, that's the main character. So after this movie came out, they had built up a lot of goodwill amongst nerds like me. And the next movie that they came out with was called Strange Wilderness. And nobody remembers that movie because it was not good.
Oh, I think you mentioned it the other day. It has, shit. Jack Black is in it?
That's shit.
No, that's a different movie. But you might, like, I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, yeah, Justin Long and all that
I've
shit.
I've seen this.
Justin
yeah.
Long.
This is
oh,
good.
Goodness.
Yeah. So this was like the next movie they made, but it didn't hold a candle to Grandma's Boy. But I don't know. I just remember watching Grandma's Boy and just wishing like this could be my life. Like just, you know, I don't have a, like I got a job that I love. I don't make a lot of money and I don't really care. And I just get to hang around, smoke weed and play video games.
Chad was a video game tester at this time. So was Ray, I think.
We forgot to press save on OBS.
What?
We forgot to press save on OBS today.
What does that mean?
You wanted to record it?
We wanted to record it. We were talking about it before you got here. Fuck.
Okay. Oh, well, YouTube content coming next week.
Just download it from Twitch. Just download it. You could download it.
Not the same.
Yeah.
If you're going to upload it to YouTube, you want the actual quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who remembers Grandma's Boy, though? Like this, it kept popping up in my memory, and I'm like, fuck, I got to get that movie. I got to watch that movie. And then I'd forget about it for a week. And then finally I was like, all right, got to get it. And I remembered it when I was able to. But yeah, it still holds up. It's a good time, man. I still would recommend it.
I think it's really
can
good.
I explain the scene?
What scene?
So he can't sleep because he's grandma, sleeping on right? his. Yeah, no, he can't sleep because he's sleeping on his buddy's floor, and so he gets up and he wants to beat off in the bathroom, and he's looking around for something to beat off to. So he grabs a little Laura Croft doll,
mm-hmm, yeah.
and he takes it into the bathroom with him. And then he bends her over, and he's just like, oh, Laura, you're dirty or whatever. And he's, like, beating off to it. And then as soon as he starts coming in, the mom walks in, and he turns to her and starts coming on the guy's mom.
It's totally like that would never happen, but it's funny.
And then he's like... The guy comes in and he's like, stop or something. And he's like, I can't stop coming. And then he just adds it again. He goes, on your mom. And she's like, it was hilarious. And then they're one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And now I've ruined it.
And then, of course, JP. Yeah.
This guy's one of my favorites.
Robot points. But I don't know, dude. They just captured a moment in time, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't know what gaming in 2006 was like, watch this movie. Like,
yeah.
If you're a youngster, like, this is... They fucking nailed it, dude.
Yeah, and that was actually a game tester during this time.
So, Bobby, you didn't like the second Black Mirror? The one with the guy who called the...
The whole thing about Black Mirror is I felt like it was... It stretched a little thin. I felt like they could have been tighter. Because how long are those? Like a solid hour, right?
Yeah. Dude, and also, this season is the least well-received, I would say.
Black Mirror was only good up to season 3.
It's too happy right now. Like, it's almost... Oh, it's a Dark Mirror. Like, almost always it's bad. Really bad shit. And these last three had happy endings.
Oh, I didn't see the last two. I know the first one had a happy ending.
Yeah, and the other two do.
We get to be gay like one day a month. Ending.
I felt like it did. He got what he wanted, and so did the other guy.
Dude, I didn't think the first one had a happy ending.
Yeah, it did.
Thought so. Why not?
They're happy.
A year. And then his wife goes out and fucks a strange dude in a bar once a night.
He's so happy with it. They agreed. They agreed to that.
They came to an agreement.
And by the way, spoilers, like dude.
What child is growing up in that household, dude?
It's the cat's out of the bag. Is it gay or not?
Okay, let's set this up because people who haven't watched the first episode of season 5.
All right, let's go. All right. They have VR, but this is a VR where you actually feel it. You put it on the top of your temple, and you get to actually feel the hits. You get
it takes place in the near future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's full body VR.
Full body VR. You get
to feel everything.
Yeah.
And there's these two best friends. So imagine it's Emilio and Chad trying out Striking Vipers.
And we've grown up playing Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, there you go.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
So let's say Street Fighter 8 comes out and it's all haptic and it's all VR and you're completely in there. And he always plays as Chun-Li and I always play as Ken, and that's just how it goes. And he looks so hot, I end up fucking him. Right?
In the game.
Mm-hmm. In the game.
In the game.
In the game.
And you get to feel everything.
Everything. And it's amazing.
So as a dude,
the best sex I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Right? He doesn't sound like him, by the way. He sounds like Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Looks like Chun-Li.
Now when you put it like that, it sounds super gay. Let me add that. But when watching the show, I was like, it's not. It might be gay for the guy playing the girl because he's getting penetrated and dominated.
No, but here's the thing. He falls in love with it more, I feel, because he's feeling it from a girl's perspective. Because remember, they start talking about, like, hey, dude, like, what do you feel? And he's like, dude, I just feel
satisfaction
everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel it everywhere. You know, because like when you're a dude, you know what you feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I think they asked a girl.
But if you ask a girl, I don't know. I've asked like prior girlfriends and stuff.
He felt it like a girl.
Felt like a girl, and he was. I think that's what kind of made that episode like
right. So that's why he couldn't find it anywhere else. That's why he was fucking the bear character and all that.
Exactly.
Like he was trying to find the fix. I don't think it's gay. I don't think it's gay. I think it's kind of like porn. Like he was like, it's not gay, dude. He's like, it's like porn or something.
Because they tried kissing.
It's kind of like.
Because they tried kissing.
Yeah, so they meet up in real life.
Okay, but
we're making a mess of this. They meet up in real life and they test if they're gay.
Can I
elaborate? Kissing.
Yeah, here. So
and they're not. They don't like it at all.
So it's two bros who were college roommates, best friends for a long time.
Two heterosexual males.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One in a married, committed
one's
relationship.
Married, one's like a ladies' man.
One's a ladies' man. And they play video games together. And we all know what that camaraderie is. We all have our gamer friends. Mm-hmm. And then when this VR comes out.
I couldn't fuck Dolphel, dude. That's weird.
When this VR comes out, they start fighting and then tensions rise and they start fucking. And then they get confused. They're like, are we at, like, is this real? I can't quit this. And then they eventually come to test their actual real life.
Because it's ruining things.
Sexuality. And then in real life, they're still hetero. But in game, they're gay as fuck.
No, they're still hetero because it's a guy and a girl.
They're still hetero. I don't think it's gay. Mm.
I think there's a love between the brother. Like, their relationship, there's definitely a love there.
And it's definitely
fulfilled in, like, the gamer atmosphere.
I just think the guy...
You get to have sex with your best friend's personality. That's what they're doing.
No, I just feel like... Well, see, the first dude, the married dude with the kid, that guy's kind of fucked up. That guy really doesn't know what's going on. And I feel like the ladies' man... That dude keeps fucking a bunch of girls all the time, but now he felt sex as a woman, and he's like, "Holy shit, I love."
There's nowhere else to get that.
Yeah, and I can only get it here. This is the only place I can get fucked as a woman.
Let's just wrap it up. Is it gay or not? Is it homosexual?
Doesn't matter. I mean, the way you say it, it sounds bad.
No. Because like I didn't think it was, but Sam thought 100% it was. So that's why I was bringing.
I think the point the episode was trying to make is that sexuality in the future has evolved. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it can be. It's not like. Is it gay or is it not? It's like it's more of a fluid thing. You can be, you know, you can exist sexually in this. Oh, you didn't see the Miley Cyrus one?
Yeah. I thought it was a little like Disney for me.
You know what? I don't. I think it's like Dave's really right now is saying one, she thinks it's deeper. It quote unquote.
It's kind
it's
of
like
a
the
bottle
game
episode.
But yeah,
we're having side conversations.
The way that Dave's is saying it, she's like, it's a game that you grew up with, you love, you lost your life to, and you also went through this with your best friend. Now you get to combine the two. There are so many people that I would in the gaming hemisphere fuck, but in real life.
Right.
Not even
that. You're banging your best friend's
I don't think
your
it's that
idea
deep.
Of him and also all your memories and stuff. Yeah, of course that is.
No, it's not.
It is so deep.
It's anyway, that's why it's a great episode. It's thought provoking.
If you're like a dirty fuck and you're like, I can fuck a polar bear, fuck it. I try fucking a polar bear.
Bobby, is this going to make you watch any of the other ones?
I don't know. Probably you're not. Such a,
no, dude, Black Mirror was only good up to season 3. Everything after that has been kind of.
I disagree.
Meh.
I thought season.
Well, everyone says what the first couple episodes are really bad.
Oh, those
They're
were
not really
were good.
Bad.
I love that. That's what hooked me.
Yeah. Oh, those ones were good.
They hooked
I
me.
I must be thinking of a different
season
show.
Three. With a,
no, you're right.
Was
she told you not to watch the first episode because it can throw you off. Hmm. It's so weird that it. Can
oh,
throw
it's
you
so
off.
Weird, but it's so good. If you like film, it's really on the money. Hmm. It's just it's really cool.
Just check them out.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I got like 4 more seasons of Dynasty. I got some Don Knotts.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
And then after that, I got Gilligan's Isle. Shit, dude.
I was thinking Love Boat. But
oh, we'll my see. God. That's actually the one I wanted to say, but I said the wrong one.
All right.
So I heard that sometimes fan theories turn out to be true.
Uh-huh.
I think I've brought this up before, but Gilligan Island turned out to be
Lost.
No, it turned out to be hell. So Gilligan is
Lost.
The jail.
It's purgatory.
Yeah, he's the devil, and the other ones represent the 7 deadly sins. So there's like lust, which is like the hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
There's vain or vanity, which is the doctor because he's so smart. There's gluttony, which is the fat guy, and it just goes down. Whatever, right? And somebody nailed it. On like one of the fans nailed it in red, and he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. That's why Gilligan wears red, because he's the devil.
What the fuck?
Because no matter every
I
time
that
every,
sounds that sounds a little too,
the creator
yeah, a little too
the
much.
Creator said that yeah that's what he was going for,
dude. The creator is don't we talk we've had this whole discussion on the podcast before, but I don't think before Ray got here the creator doesn't have any license on their content, man. It's up to the fans, really, dude.
But every time they try to get off the island, it's always Gilligan that fucks up and keeps them on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have a good plan.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I think in retrospect you that can add true. That layer to it, but I don't.
The fuck? Okay.
I need one more for the buzz. I still don't have the buzz. Yet.
You go make it, dude.
I can. I can't get up.
Yeah, he's got to tell us how to play the this. Wrong game for homework.
Oh!
So how did we come to this decision to have?
So I said, and you can go and listen to the last podcast. I said there's a couple of Call of Juarez games. The one you got to play is Gunslinger, and I think it was in a text too. And I was like, Gunslinger. Got to be Gunslinger because fuck the dude. Other Call of Juarez games, like, I mean, I'd play them, dude. That's some shit I'd play, but like that, I wouldn't really recommend
so,
those.
Bring up my stream. Just bring up my.
Oh,
stream.
Are we gonna test it right now?
Huh?
We're gonna test it right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you said bring up our old stream.
Oh no, it's
what he said.
It's effing sweet TV.
Oh, okay,
no, Mister. But no. Don't test what. If you actually...
I thought you were going to see what Bobby said exactly.
Oh, I know, right? Stream. We could do that. I think there was like...
Which one are we looking at?
I think it's the first one. It's been a while.
Why are we bringing this up?
Because I want to show you my stream. No, that's the second one. That's the one that didn't work. That's the day one.
Okay.
It's the other video, that one. But, so, I thought this game was a piece of shit at first. And... But anyway, okay. I think I texted you
Wait, can
one
you
more
say
time.
Say what you played. So I make it clear to everybody. What did you play?
I played the wrong fucking game.
Yeah, I know. What's it called? What is it called? Just Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
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 Call of Juarez. It was, we got the Juarez gold and the Call of Juarez and the Juarez.
So how wrong was this game? It's not
so
even.
This game came out, this is the first Call of Juarez.
I'll put it this way. I'll put it this way, Chi. This game came out in 2006. The one that Bobby told me came out like 3 years ago or something. I played a fucking Xbox game off GOG for 3.5, 4
Barely
hours.
Got it to run.
Barely got it to run. It's like this is my first run through.
Fall damage. Fall damage. That's awesome.
Look, that's the same laugh that just came out of you right now. Look.
He's voiceovering his
own dream. I'm not joking.
He's voiceovering his own dream.
You go back like 3 seconds.
Love it.
This is how the game started. I started off.
That's hilarious.
My mouse was all over the place. There's a little story. And I'm like, oh, cool. You know, they were talking about shit or whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go, guys.
Lol. Epic fall.
So Mobius, he messaged me. He goes, Ray's trying to do his homework. Make sure to mention the first thing he did was kill himself, and then 2 seconds later, kill somebody's dog.
So. That's hilarious.
No, so this, okay. This game's old. This game's old, and I thought, and I totally forgot, old games are hard. They're way harder than what they are now. Huh?
Yeah. That was your replayability right there. It was a difficulty.
Yeah, so this game, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna play it on hard. Fuck it. And the first part of it, my phone told me to stand up because I've been sitting down for too long. But my phone, my watch. But I was amazed by how shitty it was in the beginning, and how hard it was to climb down this first hill because the damage was incredible. It's like the moment you play on hard, you have to
fall damage shouldn't change, right?
No, it's just when you're walking down the hill, you have to press back to hit the brakes. I thought that was weird.
You have to what?
Yeah, to hit the brakes you're walking down the hill.
Oh, because of gravity and velocity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then my first stream was a little off. My bitrate was
I like
off.
Your light thing that's interchanging in the back. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I have that changing. And
what
then
is that?
Hue.
Okay.
Philips Hue.
Mm-hmm.
You control that with like smart home products and stuff.
So yeah, so there's a smart home version, and then there's the gamer version, and which runs with Razer. So if it's a natural game that's like a Razer game with that mod or whatever, if you have behind your monitor, they actually light up. You put exactly where they are on your monitor, and if there's like a I don't know, like a campfire, you see like a little light like changing.
So cute! It's I love it. I want it.
But I have this in the back.
Little wood.
But the game's old, but the game kind of started getting fun. Only because I guess a little nostalgia of playing those old school games. Like, first of all, it was hard as fuck. It was super hard. From medium to hard, it went from being a fun, entertaining. I mean, because medium was entertaining. I switched the difficulty like a little later once it went to like episode 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it called? Hard was just they did a million damage to you, and they AI had perfect. They always had shot at you pretty much. It was ridiculous. There was this one place. There was this one part where I couldn't stop.
And there are people playing this with controller, and you had mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
And struggling.
Oh, I was struggling. It's because okay. You can't. Okay, watch. Fast forward a little bit. Let me see. It's fast forward like a good 20 minutes, I'm thinking. And okay, past that right there. I think it's right there. Wait, a little bit more. There's this part right there. I had to run away from these guys.
Is the carts?
No, not the carts. Oh, the carts was hilarious, right? But so I had to run past these guys as I'm running. Yeah, you were already there, actually. It's actually past it.
That guy just some nasty shit in that cabin.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't run away from these guys. They would shoot you. It took me a good 10 to 15 minutes.
Did you not have a weapon? You couldn't fight them?
No, you can't fight them back. You just have to run. You just have to run and just try to dodge their bullets. As in, you're just running and you have to strafe left and right. But I would strafe right and I would get headshotted. I would go left, get headshotted. Right, headshotted. I would stay still. you just always got hit. And you couldn't hide behind anything. And it was just, it took me, I got to the point where like, people watching the stream, they were like, holy shit, this is the fucking, what is it? The Dead Souls of Westerns.
That's hilarious.
It was so bad. It just, oh my God. It was hard. It was super hard. And I started getting really frustrated. What should have taken me like, I don't know, like, and now, look at that. Boom, boom, boom. Dead.
You put it on hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too hard. That was actually the furthest I got for a point. But like, okay, but this game was cool. And I was having, and I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. Fuck this game. Fuck this game. And then it started growing on me and growing on me. And I'm like, okay. Because I switched to medium, of course. So it started growing on me. I'm like, oh, I couldn't get over that thing. Old games.
Yeah.
And it started growing and growing and growing. And then yesterday, before the podcast, I'm streaming the last, you know, 45 minutes I needed for the homework. And I'm really into it, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I'm like, you know, and then Bobby just goes on, and he's like, dude, that's the wrong fucking game. And
I love it. That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. I did my homework late. He's not even like reading the same textbook as everybody else. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Fail, basically. That's what's going on. Fail.
F plus. But watch, if you think about it, Bobby actually was nice enough to give me the good game. I went back and I went to the shittiest version of this game, like the original OG.
Is the cart situation on this video, Bobby?
No, that's on the next one. The cart. Oh, dude, please do the cart. That cart was so good.
Funny. Next video.
It all happens right after another. The way I remember it, the cart thing happened, and then the first one.
The cart thing was it was actually right after Bobby was just like, you're playing the wrong game.
Oh, I don't know how you're gonna find it. It's when he
keep going.
He's
keep
really laughing.
There.
But there's a lot of cards.
Yeah,
he played this. I don't know how many times.
I don't know, dude.
So there's this cowboy sending carts down a railway system and running you over, and he's trying to outsmart them, and it's not happening. It's not happening.
I'm trying
over
to figure
and over
it.
And over and over.
Everyone's giving me suggestions. Like, dude, there might be a crack. There might be this. There might be that.
Yeah. So and here's where it starts.
That's the first of.
50,
that's the first 50 one.
Deaths?
Yeah.
50 deaths, maybe?
No, not 50. There was a good 10. 10.
Oh, dude, you're being kind to yourself.
How long? Okay, wait, check the minutes on that.
Okay, so we're at 39 minutes here.
All right, how long did it take me to beat it? No. There's more tracks later. Go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just this part of the card system.
Yeah. Let's see. What if you go far? It's like 10 minutes. Just only 10.
You're still there, dude.
No, I'm not. See, I beat it. I went past it in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that long.
So it felt like forever.
Yeah. So this game does this fucked up thing where I keep trying to get on top. I'm trying to run. So then I start running backwards very slowly until I heard the cart. So I ran out and I jumped out. I'm like, yes, fuck yeah.
Finally. I dodged it.
And the moment I get back into the top, another second
cart.
I'm picturing the scene from Home Alone where he's throwing the paint cans.
Yeah, it's exactly like that, dude. Exactly.
It was so good.
But here's the fucked up thing. The time that he passed it, there's no second cart. The second cart was just there to fuck him that one time, dude. The one time. And then he finally passed it and you came in and you said, you're playing the wrong game.
So it was back-to-back shit. It was so good. It was so bad. That cart part took me so long.
Duck said it was the best stream he's ever seen.
It was like, it almost looked staged.
Yeah, it looked staged, dude. It looked like we set the whole thing up.
I know. It was so good. Bobby to be there crying.
Bobby laughs so hard, dude. I've never seen
Bobby to be there crying right now.
Oh, I missed it.
It was so. And the worst part is, I would walk around everywhere trying to find, maybe there's a button. Maybe I can switch the tracks. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that. And then it took me.
Did you get hit by a train?
Oh my god, it's so good. So watch.
I wish we could find it.
You have to go up there, up that little. I pushed the card down there. I'm trying to figure out how to get up there.
Yeah, how the fuck do I do this? They keep throwing this card at him, right?
Yeah.
It keeps killing him over and over.
So I'm trying to shoot shit, trying to figure out how do I get on top of there.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck do I do?
It took me forever. I'm like, oh, maybe I can move maybe it does something if I. No, nothing was happening.
He's
like,
tried everything. He's died so many times. His mouth's open on the stream. He's trying to really. He's really thinking.
I'm thinking. I even started, because, like, you know, you can run up and then 180, then run down. I started walking backwards so I can actually have a running start. Like, I was.
Look at him.
Watch, like, slowly. And I'm scared. I'm like, oh, shit. And I would run, like.
So I was, because he says, hey, you bastard,
yeah,
take one of these or whatever.
Yeah, so you think one.
Yeah, one.
I'm gonna clip this and I'll put it on the stream later. But look at that. I'm just running slowly, So, catch like, this, you son of a bitch. So I start running.
She runs.
And I'm like, yeah,
dodged it. And even watching the stream, we're like yeah, because yes, it died so job. Many times.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
But gee, here's the thing. When you pass it, there's no second cart. It was just that one time, just to fuck him.
I don't know what the
really?
Fuck.
For no reason. Hilarious.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, and just then, that one time.
And I finally, and I pass it, and I keep going, and I'm like, fuck yeah, this game, whatever. I get to another part, it's harder. Then Bobby goes on, and he's just like, you've been playing the wrong game. Fucking game.
After all these ups and downs.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm still going to beat it. I'm invested. But that was my homework.
Dude, I'm crying out of my
eyes. That was my homework. It was a good game. Honestly, it's old. It's an old game. But yeah. If this game, if you're playing this game back in the day, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Especially like these ragdoll physics. I had a bow and arrow. And when I was shooting guys with a bow and arrow, like this guy put his hand, I shot him in the hand, and he's like,
that's hilarious. At his awesome. Hand. That's
for 2006.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
How does this work? Now it's my turn?
Yeah, it'll be your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I have a good game for you, actually.
Are we doing an hour?
Oh, no. Well, Chi. Dungreed.
Yeah, I was Dungreed.
Oh, Dungreed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I played Dungreed, and it took a lot of extra convincing. I was just going to come show up without my homework, just like
she
I did.
She fought it
in
to the
I got so mad.
I know you got mad. I got mad at you, too. I got mad back at you.
So mad. That she, I was like, no, she's fucking doing her homework. I always fucking do my homework. This is bullshit.
So, no, installed Dungreed off of Emilio's library and had a good time. It was fun, but it wasn't just a game that I usually play because it's a roguelite platformer. You start off as this traveler that just goes through this town that gets sucked alive by, I called it the giant D-hole.
Yeah.
And so basically it's a dungeon that sucks up an entire city. And as you go through the dungeon, it's like a platformer, Binding of Isaac. You kill things, you collect money, you find villagers, you unlock certain buildings, you level up. And as you go through the dungeon, you can, you know, buy loot, and it's all randomized, and then when you die you lose all the loot. This dungeon just sucks it back up. I had a lot of fun with fun question mark.
Yeah.
I had a lot of, at first it was like, once you start unlocking more weapons and building up the town, it gets more fun, and then I made it to the first boss, but at least twice, but I didn't beat him. It's fun unlocking the weapons because everything has randomized stats from what I understand. So it just changes how you play the game. So you're fighting the same monsters over and over, but then you really have to kind of cater to what loot you get. And different loot means different play styles as you're going through the same like motions. I mean, the same enemies and whatnot. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I probably won't pick it up and play it again. But it's definitely a game where, I mean, it's not my style. It's not my my style at all. But I did enjoy it, yes.
I'm glad you got a platformer in.
Yeah.
Well, this one and then...
I don't think I necessarily suck that horribly at them. But I don't care enough about the game to want to get better at them.
But why not?
You ever try
that makes
with,
sense.
Did because, you ever try with a mouse and keyboard?
No.
No.
No. It's because... I think, like, while I was playing this game, there was a certain point where I'm like, I would rather be playing CS. I would rather be playing CS.
Oh, that's always, right? Like, yeah. I was playing Call of Juarez. Damn, I said Juarez. Call of Juarez.
I like Dungreed. I really like Dungreed. I would recommend it. Oh, it was funny because when I was playing the game, I was like, this is what being a little boy feels like. You know, it's like I'm going in, I'm on my adventure, I found my slingshot, look at this giant sword. This sword has like a giant tip. I just want to smack people with it. And I'm like, feel my wrath and like, I don't know. I'm just swinging my swords around.
So I'm glad you didn't hate the whole thing.
I didn't hate it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't. I really didn't. It's just that I would rather try to rank up. I like games where I obviously like social games.
Yeah, multiplayer.
Multiplayer, competitive games. Games where You do.
Hey, we should give her CSGO as her homework.
Oh, yeah, right? You'd do it in a heartbeat.
You should give me like a rank in CSGO as my homework, and I would diligently try to get my rank up
that's
there.
That's not how this works. Do you guys want to assign it now, or you want to wait till the end of the episode?
I have a game in mind. I don't know. You have one in mind, Bobby?
I couldn't think of a good one.
I have this game. Because I want no. So I kind of wanted to give you something where, because you like side scrollers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a side scrolling horror game? Actually kind of scares the shit out of you a little bit.
All right. What is it called?
And it's called Little Nightmares.
I've heard of it.
Girl in the yellow.
I can play that. She's in the woods.
You'll
or
like
something,
that
right?
One.
No, it's not. Little Nightmares. I don't know if you'll like it. It scared the shit out of me a couple times when I was playing this. It's on my library, so just go on mine. I own this game.
Oh, Jesus. I got to stream this too, huh?
Yeah. 3 hours of it. It got really good reviews.
This is a good game.
It's
is
a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's a great looking game.
Yeah, right, it looks great.
Do you have it on your account?
Yes.
All right, done.
I have it on my account.
Done.
And it's a horror game. It's something you would never play.
It's an entry-level horror game.
Yeah, so I wanted to throw this at you right now. And then maybe on your next homework, we'll do the full-on horror game.
No, you can't go to the same.
Yeah, you can.
Although, as far as playing the wrong game, I think Bobby played... he played the wrong game. I think you should have played Guns N' Roses.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, I played the wrong game, but Bobby gave me a cooler game. I played the worst version of...
Yeah. It's too bad, though, because like I wouldn't make you play... Dude, I would play Gunslinger on my own, though. Like, I may play that game.
No, and honestly,
it's so good.
No, like, no joke. I'm gonna beat like the one I'm playing. I liked it.
You
were like, I gotta go hiking, but right after this one.
Yeah, dude. I swear to God, I was getting into it, and then I watched the video of Gunslinger, and I'm
right
like,
after this cart.
Gunslinger is so much better in so many ways.
Yeah,
man.
So
much fun.
I was watching the video with like the headshots and the combos and all that stuff. Yeah, it looked really neat.
Draw. Oh, dude.
Yeah, no. Great. I've always liked westerns. I've never played western games. Mm-hmm. I've only played the Red Dead game on the Xbox, the first one, not the new one.
Not into
one.
Western as a theme in general, but sometimes a good shit comes
I think
out.
My first Western was on the first Xbox, and it wasn't Red Dead Revolver. It was Red Dead... it was Red Dead Revolver, not Redemption. Which is the new one? Is it Redemption or Revolver?
Redemption.
Weren't they all Redemption?
No.
Red Dead Revolver had nothing to do with Red Dead Redemption.
I know, but it was the... it's from the same thing. Yeah, Red Dead. Yeah.
Red Dead Revolver had nothing to do with Red Dead.
Right. It's from the
Let's
original.
Move it on.
Thanks.
What do we got next?
Okay. Yeah, Rockstar. You know what? Yeah.
We skipped a homework, but I totally forgot to mention that I played Doom Sigil.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
I just read the words and Sigil came out.
Yeah.
This one's the Xbox.
So Sigil is the next episode from John Romero. For the Doom 25th anniversary, he made episode 4.
What's this?
Or is it episode 5? So let me pull up some video. That'll be more entertaining than this.
So Doom has been out for 20 years or whatever.
25 years. It came out in 1993.
So John Romero made some new levels.
Holy shit, I had no idea.
He made a new episode, and it had... Yeah. So it's got 8 new missions. Here we go. There's some gameplay.
Duels, remember?
So this is pretty much classic Doom. And if you're curious about Doom and you want to play it again, this is the game to play. The level design, like you can see... You can see 25 years of progress in the level design. Like, you can definitely tell it's on another level than the original Doom and even Doom 2. Very well designed. So much, in fact, I actually picked out two levels here, and I wanted to show you the layout of them. So this is Path of Wretchedness. This is level 3, I believe. So you're just getting started in the game. And the levels are not very linear, and it's a key system, so you have to go through different parts to get a key, and then you get teleported back to another area and you go through there. This particular one right here where you see all these little squares, I thought was really good. This whole area and then another part, like all through here, these are all little blocks that are coming down to squish you. So it becomes a puzzle game as well. The difference in these levels here that I really noticed, they're very cerebral. There is a lot of, it was almost like a Valve game where there's some puzzles you have to figure out, as well as just running through and killing all the demons as quickly as you can. So I really like that. Another one too I was very impressed with was Nightmare Underworld. This was the second to last level, number 7. And this one too, this path right here, man, that was a doozy right there.
Dude, that looks like a chaotic mess.
Yeah, this whole level right here, you have to go through different parts to get each key, and it keeps teleporting you forward. And so if you take any steps backwards and try to retreat, it teleports you all the way back to another location, and you have to redo a whole bunch. So it really pressures you to keep moving forward. I was very, as like a classic game enthusiast and someone who really likes this type of stuff, I was really impressed.
Bobby, this. As an idiot that doesn't know anything about this stuff, when they say when he makes it, did him and his team make it, or did he just write this shit up?
No, the credits are like four people, dude. There was like
Buckethead, so not much, but more than one person.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well, that looks so fucking cool.
Yeah,
it looks way better than regular Doom.
Yeah,
for sure.
So this is a little confusing to install and play. Not really. They give you directions right on the website, but you have to get GZ Doom, which is basically a free version of Doom that you can get right now. And you just go to the website GZ Doom, download it, and then you have to get the Sigil Wad, and then you open GZ Doom with, or you open the Wad with GZ Doom. It's not too hard to figure out. This is the first level right here. But what he did a lot in this one too, it is hard to see stuff. Yeah. This guy,
a lot more
like,
with lighting.
See how pitch black everything is? Like, he really played with the lighting, and that really made things difficult. There was one part where I stepped into a room and all the lights went out. And then two Kaka demons spawn. And I was like, what the fuck is that, dude? How do you? So I had to use my gun and just kind of spray around until I saw the hit marks, and then I could kill them.
There's no light from your
gun?
There's
no flashlight. No, this is.
No, there's no light from your gun?
Not really.
Yeah.
This is way before, like, the rays and in video games. So, yeah, I mean, you can tell when you hit something, though. You can hear it, and you can see.
You're saying this doesn't have RTX?
No. Okay. No RTX on this one. But yeah, if you're a classic, if you like the classic stuff, or if you just want to like visit Doom, check it out.
You chose it talking about Chi.
I know. I'm literally falling
she's
asleep.
Actually she joined the working class now. She's working 40-hour weeks.
Chi? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Chi's tired.
Chi's tired.
All right. So yeah, that's it. Sigil, Doom Sigil, definitely recommend it.
That's awesome, dude. I'm glad that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to wait 25 years and they're like, yay, and they're like, oh.
I mean, if you're a classic Doom fan, like, don't walk into it expecting something like super modern, but if you're a classic Doom fan, it's just, it's exactly what you want. It's so good.
The only thing in news that was They Are Billions has their 1.0. So there's a campaign now. So you can play through the campaign.
Ooh, which sounds awesome. Might be worth a revisit. I'd be into it.
Or a second visit.
I've seen so many people play in this game. I kind of want to do it, but then I know I'd never play Conan again.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a better version of Conan.
Well, I think Conan Unconquered has its own things going on.
It's got a hero units, which this doesn't. Right, Chi?
There's a few things different about it, and they had a pretty significant patch to the game. I actually played some more Conan Unconquered this week. I didn't think to talk about it, but I started playing the multiplayer, or the co-op, I should say, and people have no tolerance for a newbie like me, unfortunately, so it's been rough.
But it's funny, Bobby.
Co-op back. For what?
Conan Unconquered.
Right.
There are a whole 100 people playing right now, Gee. I'm surprised you're not in on
100, that. 150.
What, for They Are Billions or for Conan?
Conan.
Yeah.
No, They Are Billions probably has over 1,000.
Probably has billions. Thousands.
Wow. There you go.
No, everybody, I had like 3 people on my friends list playing this game when it came out 1.0. So, yeah, people are eating it up.
I really like They Are Billions because it is a community where you are testing yourself against the game, and there are so many different strategies that you have to learn. And I think when I used to play this and talk about it, I said I learned the most from just watching other streamers and getting tips from them.
Gee, is it true you have to go kill the zombie town?
It does help because that's where they spawn and you get resources.
But can you pass it without that?
I wouldn't recommend it. It's part of the strategy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally holding herself up.
I am. Thank goodness we have these new wall panels up. I'm literally keeping myself up. With the wall panels.
All right. We're on to listener questions, so let's burn through these and we'll get you out of here. First one comes from Hogglefosh.
No. Okay. No. I'm good. I'm just tired. I'm adjusting.
Hogglefosh goes first because he's the first one that has.
If you had to use a single PC peripheral in a 20-plus person brawl where everyone else was similarly armed, which would you choose, and what would your attack strategy be?
Hold on. Am I in a stadium? I'm in a stadium. I'm holding a peripheral as a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Or we're in some sort of cyberspace, and I have a peripheral? I don't know.
I think this is like a fight to the death.
A fight to the death.
Yeah, right. But am I holding something as a weapon?
Yeah, of course.
You're using a peripheral
PC
as a weapon.
Peripheral. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Wait. What? So you're okay. So you're.
I'm going to hold on mine. Go ahead, Bobby.
I don't know. What would be good? What's something heavy, dude?
Just like a peripheral, because I had like one in mind, but it's not a PC
27-inch CRT monitor from like 2005.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just yeah, but on somebody.
How many times could you throw that?
Have you seen his arms?
Yeah. That- I'm woke now. Wow. New Chad. Hello.
Throw that thing around left and right.
Chad 2.0.
Left and right.
Damn. Why would I need peripherals if I got the gun show?
Yeah, or like a really old keyboard, like an IBM keyboard. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. No, but seriously, you would throw the monitor one time. Maybe
I'd say get up high on something and drop it on someone, or maybe set like
one
trap.
Time. But I think he said like there's a group of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's not okay. Yeah, cool.
That's where you set the trap.
Chi,
I would think I would
pillows and sleeping pills.
No, I would honestly get a computer chair that had a really strong spine and dismember it, and then just use that like pipe. Oh, what? Is that not... I mean, a is computer really chair is kind of like a PC.
Not
peripheral.
Enough,
that's,
time
not a, that's not a peripheral. That's not
okay,
really a peripheral.
Fine. Do you want... I would...
In that case, let me use the tower or something and like use the glass and shave it and make a shit.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to be creative here. I'm actually thinking a fight to the death here.
No, it's a fight to the death.
Yeah.
It's a new BR.
How about just a chair in general?
I would... Okay, I would take the legs of the chair and throw it like a fucking shuriken or something.
Then take the
pipe for my melee, and then take the back of the chair as my shield. I'm fully equipped.
But is that considered a PC fully equipped?
And then like the arm pads as my fucking like I don't know. Just,
I'm gonna kill her.
Yeah, as my armor.
But yeah, she could have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's cool,
dude.
I like that.
You're just mad that you don't have a transformer as your weapon like I do.
Me,
Ray was gonna say mouse until you guys stomped all over his shit.
Yeah,
maybe if it was a heavy mouse, you could use it like a mace.
That's what I was thinking. I was like thinking about.
Oh, the ones where you have the strongest
mouse possible with cable and mouse.
It would break
fucking,
so fast. As soon as you hit somebody. Anyway.
Yeah, and then after that, I use my fucking skills, bro. What's up?
Fuck,
I'll choke you with the fucking... Oh, shit. Thank you, Incidus, for those 200 bitties. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chi, for being part of this podcast because he loves
the
you.
The guy who cares about the podcast the least, doesn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't like anybody here but Chi.
Uh-huh. And he's my friend.
He gives all the money.
Hey, Emilio, I'm trying to log into the Patreon. Can you verify that on your phone?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And way ahead of you, Chosen, I already saw the giant squid. You guys see that video about the giant squid?
No.
They filmed them way underwater. That's pretty cool. Check it out later.
Is it an email, Bobby?
Or text?
DLGaming.net email, though, on that account.
Oh, it'll take a while, then.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, fuck it. It was just for a question later.
Okay. Forward zone. Oh, I know what you're talking about. But, I know already.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Then fuck that.
Wait.
Disregard.
Do you have an answer?
The last 45 seconds.
Wow.
What? A mouse?
Wow. Okay.
You're fucking dead.
Oh, Chosen. We got a war going on.
I just want a mouse just so I can just swing around.
Like a lasso, dude. He's really getting to the Call of Juarez.
What's the one thing?
I would take the two towers that hold the.
This is the one with the rock, Icarus? No, that's not Icarus.
No, I would take the two towers that hold the Vive light towers.
One day.
I would take those two long things and stab people with those.
Oh, nice.
You know what you're talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
The Vive. Right?
Oh, okay.
It has the light tower things.
That's not PC peripheral.
You're talking about just like they are peripherals.
No, because that's that. That
yeah.
Light pole.
That's better than your guys' bullshit.
I just turned a DX Racer into a Transformer. Calm down.
Nobody gave you a wrench.
Huh?
What would I use? You know, I would use this monitor
I know how to disassemble
I would use this monitor right here.
I used to.
Ace's monitor right here. I can use it as a shield and hit you in the face, and then shield and hit you in the face.
All right, let's move on.
All right, Dofo asks, do you believe in UFOs, and do you believe the public should be made aware of alien technology if it did exist?
He just came off of the Rogan podcast that was like a lot of people talking. There's a guy named Bob Lazar who's been around since the 80s saying the same story, and he's not crazy sounding and blah, 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 and it goes on, and he's really believable. And you listen to him, and he worked on alien tech and blah, blah, blah. Do I believe in UFOs? Yes. Do I believe in, those UFOs come from other worlds? Probably not. I don't think so. That's where I'm leaning right now. But, yeah, I think Bob Lazar's probably full of shit, but man, he makes a good case, you know, listen to it. If I'm sounding like a crazy person, you have to draw your own attention.
Didn't they say they just found methane on Mars, so technically Mars could support life?
Yeah, I feel like they find something awesome on Mars like every month. Mm-hmm. But the last thing, so Sam's brother is a pilot, and he has a story of seeing almost exactly what Bob Lazar saw. I mean, he's either lying straight to my face. He's a pilot, right? So he flies around. He's either lying straight to my face without shifty eyes, and he's not trying to convince me. He's just like, well, that's what it's kind of like what I saw. And he saw like a craft above our, what do you call it? Our rock and roll marathon that we have here in San Diego. Like, why would something be flying above it? But Bob Lazar explained how they're invisible from the bottom, from underneath. So they're flying so they could see it from the side. And as soon as they saw that they were seeing them, it took off at an unbelievable speed. And it wasn't him by himself. He had his co-pilot. So, and they both agree. So, I don't know.
So,
it's crazy. It's crazy. It's all crazy.
And do I believe in UFOs? Yes. I do believe in UFOs.
Do you believe that?
I believe UFOs in aliens. I believe in aliens.
On Earth.
Here's one thing. The only one, Mexico and almost every other fucking country out there except for the U.S. says they're, like, have documents, release all these documents to everyone else. And it's, like, public knowledge, too. Like, yeah, there's aliens out there. We've come into contact with them.
Never heard of any of this.
Oh, because the U.S. is really good at fucking covering shit.
Yeah, but how good with the internet, though? Like, wouldn't you find something?
You can. Just go deeper.
I haven't really looked.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't just Google and put, like, do aliens exist? And you'll get, like, the first 50 pages will be just, you know, CNN, Fox, CBS, fucking some weird dude. No. Like, it's, if you really go on there, you'll have Mexico released documents. Every other European country has released documents of everything that they've been through. And mm-hmm. It's just the U.S. is the only one that kind of, like, shields everyone from it.
Yeah, they're trying to cover up those X-Files.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why. Yeah. It's obvious. We're not the only ones here.
Everything you just said is bullshit. That's not true.
What?
Want to believe.
They time travel. Aliens are us, but we time traveled, and it's us warning us.
That's a legit theory.
Warning us that don't. You know, you killed us. Look at us. We're gray and shit.
It's not a theory that's legitimate. A lot of people think about it.
I get it. Yeah, it makes sense, too. All that makes sense.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes.
And do you think those UFOs are flown by aliens?
Can it be both?
It's the same.
Yeah. It's tough, right? Bobby, where are you at?
I'm reminded of a movie called The Cat from Outer Space, 1964.
The Dangerous Chicken.
No, but this movie posits that cats are actually
astronaut Jim's
aliens.
Goat.
All right, go ahead.
But
I don't know.
Check it out. The Cat from Outer Space.
I thought you were making a joke.
No, that's a real movie. That's a real movie. The Cat from Outer Space.
Okay, so
where cats are the aliens that came here. They pretend to be stupid, and but they're actually aliens who came here on flying saucers.
Some people think that all fungi are aliens, and they came here. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Wow.
All right.
God damn it, people are awesome.
All right, Warconius asks, are subscription services good for PC gamers? Will it change the overall quality of games being made, better or worse?
You tell us, bro. That's a huge question. Who knows?
It's because
it's good for the industry, which probably means it's good for us in the long run.
Yeah, but
it's hard to say if it's going to be better or worse. But it's going to change the type of games we get, because already we're seeing this games as a service or a live service feature. You know,
I think what he means is you've seen how Netflix is. They're just producing and producing and producing. Mm-hmm. We get so much shit.
They got endless money.
Horrible.
They spent like $50 million marketing.
We have crap shows and crap movies on Netflix, like ridiculous amounts of
crap. But also good stuff.
Yeah. But we have more crap than there's.
Right. But then,
so that's kind of like, will it change games? Like, will companies start being like, you know, Ubisoft is now paying us this much because we need to, you know, they want 3 games a year now for the service.
The first theory.
Think of it that way.
The first theory that comes up to mind is that less AAA, more.
Yeah. Exactly.
More niche things.
Exactly.
More roguelikes. More things that just make certain people happy, and they'll keep subscribing for that one game over and over and over, mm-hmm. you know, and it's DLC.
It's going to get to that point where they're just going to pay, here's $5 million,
but you do have
give us 3 games. We want 3 games a year, and then 1 AAA. Go.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's like, oh, shit, all right. And
which is going to make people...
Crap games.
What's going to make developers like CD Projekt Red even more sought after, because
they also own GOG.
Who's going to be able to, like, they're going to have to fight over who's being able to stream Cyberpunk 2077.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's already happening. Like, I'm looking. In his second part of the question is rank all the subscriptions best value as they are today. And that's what's already happening. I'm looking at these subscriptions. I'm like, which one has Doom Eternal? Which one has Wolfenstein Youngblood?
Right.
You know, which
one
has the games that I want?
Right.
And, you know, we have to do that with movies and TV now.
Yeah.
And pretty much everything's already been snatched up and claimed, and now these companies are making their own content. But, you know, with video games, it's almost like consoles, where I want to play Mario games, so I have to get a Nintendo, you know? So I don't know. And to answer the second part of the question, I think the Microsoft one is the most appealing to me mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
Like, that just seems like the best deal.
They're kind of winning on that one. They're doing a good
and
job.
Still not doing Metro for $5, Bobby.
No, I'm gonna do it. Because it's $1 for what, the first month?
Yeah, first month. Yeah.
And then $5 a month after
until
that. And they are going to have
October.
Youngblood.
Until October.
Bobby, and then October it goes up to $10?
Yes.
Okay.
Bobby, at the end of your vacation, you're going to be like, all I did was play DRG the entire time.
Vacation well spent. Mission accomplished.
All right.
But I will definitely get Microsoft, because I want to play Youngblood, and that's going to be the cheapest way to do it. And I think they're going to have Doom Eternal. I'm not sure on that, though. I have to look into that.
I think Doom Eternal, the whole stream is going to be straight like Stadia, and they're just going
to... In October, what's the price go up to?
$9.99.
You know what?
Totally acceptable.
I know, right?
I honestly don't like subscription services.
Yeah.
It feels like insurance. I feel like I'm overpaying for something I'm not even utilizing, and that's not cool.
It's hard to say overpaying, though.
How it is. I bought Origin Access for $100.
Yeah, that's the most expensive.
Yeah, that's the most expensive.
I bought Origin Access for $100, and I regret it.
But that's $12 a month.
Yeah, it hasn't been that great. I'll be honest. It's
honestly, it's like, I would have just...
I got it for Anthem.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but
yeah, you're probably right on that one, too.
If you break down how much you spend on video games, just in general, like buying a la carte, then you'd be surprised.
It almost feels like Xbox Live to me, too. I hated paying for Xbox Live subscription. I'm like, I'm paying for my internet on top of my internet. It just sucks.
I love that. The service they provide, like,
the service I can provide for free.
Yeah, at the
service that they can provide for free.
Providing all of that for free.
Yeah.
At the same time.
No, I think it's
now.
Well, it's different because it's console gaming. But at the same time, it's like they could have easily provided it for free. It's just that they chose not to, because it makes them.
I think it's like a hard quality.
Because Sony started charging first, I think.
Because for me, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right. Next question from Cadillac. When you meet a PC player in the wild or in the real world. Do they end up being weird as hell, or is that a Michigan thing?
Yo, Cadillacs. I actually, if you look at our Instagram, DL Gaming Podcasts, no spaces. I mean, no, Instagram doesn't have spaces. I bumped into a kid playing Mordhau at the Starbucks cafe. It was like 11 fucking p.m. Not really. I think 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And
what's he playing on?
He was a laptop. He had a, he brought his own mouse and literally was playing Mordhau. And I struck up conversation with him. I made his night. He was like, what? You actually know what I'm playing? I'm like, yeah. And I told him about the podcast and everything. I'm surprised I didn't remember or make note of this to bring it up. But yeah, kid was playing Mordhau in Starbucks. I was like, what are you doing? Like, why are you playing that game here? He's like, my internet at home sucks. I'm like, wow, what is it? Like, what do you want, 56K? How possibly could the Starbucks internet be better than where you live?
I know, right?
Unless he's like
kids
leeching.
Don't have money.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, a college kid.
Yeah.
And but it was so cute because he was in the middle of a Starbucks playing Mordhau.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Like a lot of kids in dorms, they have
it worked.
They have like 50 mega. I mean, no, not like 5 megabit internet or 10 megabit internet. It's really shitty.
Yeah.
They can't opt for high internet.
No.
Wow. Yeah, and I was trying to
USC.
I was
UCLA
like, you gotta mooch off your neighbors. And
oh
stuff
no,
like
yeah,
that.
You probably have to pay for it now.
It literally doesn't happen to me anymore. I
holy shit, do you see that?
Yep, we saw it.
Nabi, OMG.
What happened?
Nabi just dropped $100 towards the TwitchCon house. Thank you so much.
He said,
much,
for
Nabi.
The orgy house. Wait, I mean Twitch house.
Nice.
Well done, Nabi.
And you know what, dude? He's going to be using that because he's going to be there probably.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Yeah. That money is
using the orgy house.
That's so. For those are for beer and groceries.
Congratulations. Right? You paid for your dinner. No, thanks, buddy. That really helps.
I know. Awesome. Who are you going to eat?
Look at that. Fucking that bar just jumped.
Whose ass are you going to eat? Sorry. Anyways.
Look, Warconius already bought his ticket and his room. He's like, yeah, somebody else brought down my price.
Oh, no, your price is still the same.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't change.
Actually, it just went up because Nabi's coming over.
Anything that's donated is going towards
all sales
consumables.
Are final.
Yeah.
It's going towards consumables, anything that's donated. So.
I don't think I run into
dibs on beef.
I don't think I run into a lot of gamers in the wild anymore. But when it does happen, it's not. I don't think it's that awkward. I always remember the first time I really remember it happening was a long time ago, like fucking Grandma's Day boys.
It happened to me today.
Days,
yeah.
Grandma's boy days.
Grandma's day boys?
Yeah, there we go.
What's your grandma doing?
But it must have been around the mid-2000s, and I was wearing a Jinx shirt, which they wear in Grandma's Boy, by the way. I remember seeing that and going, holy shit, other people wear Jinx? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that big back then. And I was wearing a Jinx hoodie, and someone at a gas station said something about it and then started recommending some games to me and stuff, and we were talking, and like I was like, damn, that was so cool, because that never happens outside of that. But now I feel like, I don't know, because the label of gamer and PC gamer even has spread so broadly now. I mean, who doesn't play Fortnite, you know?
Yeah.
Today, today there was some dude that was trying out for... I don't know, interviewing for the job. Not interviewing, he was already in, like, day one. And he was wearing a BlizzCon shirt. So I commented on it. I was like, hey, oh, you're wearing a BlizzCon shirt. You know, do you play Blizzard games?
It's the shirt that does
it. Are you a gamer?
You know what? Now that I think about it, like, whenever I wear my Clown Dudes, Knight shirt, it happens.
Yeah. See, I have a lot of nerdy... Like, last night, I was wearing... After I went to the beach in my sundress and whatnot, like, I changed into my PJs. I changed into my Counter-Strike shirt. Like, I would love to go out in a Counter-Strike shirt and get hit on by a dude that actually knows what it is.
Try it. Like,
try it.
I wore my Akira shirt to Trader Joe's, and I got...
But you know what? Counter-Strike's too big, because people would be like, is that a counter... And people that played 2 years ago, 3 years, 5 years ago would be like...
No, but Chi shirts really, like, if they really, really play Counter-Strike...
Oh, we got a Counter-Strike shirt coming out, Chi.
Do we?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I sent them all our other stuff. If we could ever figure out email,
I think
Bobby.
Whenever I see a dude with a PC shirt on, I almost always, or a Mass Effect shirt on, like Mass Effect's the most common for some reason.
Really? I've seen one.
Yeah. No, I see people wear Mass Effect clothes all the time. I always strike
N7,
up conversation.
I see that.
Yeah. Or even just the pattern.
Oh, because it's so
subdued. Hey, you a gamer? Yeah, me too. What kind of gamer are you? Well, it's funny because we didn't have anything that kind of, we don't wear PC gamerness usually. It has to come up in conversation.
Yeah. And
we should wear that shirt. I can't throw smokes shirt.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go. All right. Moving on.
Sniper asks, who is your longest subbing Patreon?
I'm pretty sure we didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure because I've mentioned it to him. I think it's Mobius. If it's not Mobius, it's Lab Monkey. Funny thing here,
I confused the two of them.
Neither one of them listen to the podcast anymore, but still contribute.
Mobius still. Yeah.
No, Mobius.
I thought Mobius was left. Jump back
on.
For a second.
Yeah. He's back on because we're in business together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because he's in charge of the.
And how many years do you think they have racked up?
Oh, geez. If I were to say, it's probably like three and a half to four. Yeah.
And we started doing Patreon.
Hung out with Lab Monkey the other day, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, last week we hung out for a little while. So, I forgot to bring that up.
Well, go ahead. It's still my thunder.
Why didn't we all come together to go see Lab Monkey?
I sent the text out.
She remember? He sent the text. And
what happened? What was I doing?
We were all like, yes.
You never responded.
Oh, that was the night far. I went to the drag show.
I think it was too far. No.
Days for your responses.
I know. I don't check my cell phone very often.
That's a lie.
That's funny because you're on it the whole time here.
I know, right? You're a girl. You're always on Instagram. Come on.
No, right.
But it's so true that you don't experience San Diego until someone comes to visit.
Oh, yeah.
So he came out. We went down. I haven't been down here in forever, so but La Jolla Shores.
That's why.
I've been there forever.
They were going to La Jolla, and I was like, dude, that's too far, man. If you go to downtown, let me know. Not La Jolla.
Yeah, La Jolla was kind of a drive. But yeah, we hung out for a little bit. It was cool. We caught up, talked a bit.
End up having dinner?
Some place I'd never been to before, Olive Dine something, I don't know, strange name. But then of course, went to the living room, you know, the coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like cheese
I'm glad
and wine,
you guys didn't
bread.
Go to Eddie V's, dude.
No, that's too
Eddie V's.
Why didn't you go
dude,
to...
too fancy. We weren't dressed.
Dude, the Eddie Wolves V's Among Us, like, or not the Wolves Among Us? Raise with Wolves?
Eddie V's for five of us, I believe, was
like
$700, and nobody was wowed.
Right. That's
and nobody
speakeasy.
Was wowed.
It's Eddie V's, dude. Eddie V's a classic.
The speakeasy in UTC.
Yeah.
Raise against Wolves.
I like the sushi places they got down there, though. That one with like the window.
I would have brought him.
Window.
Okay. If I had a day with Lab Monkey, it's not like he reached out to me or anything. I would have, and I were in the UTC area, I would have brought him to Raise Against Wolves.
Cheeky, you said
no, Raised by Wolves.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Raised by Wolves. What are you doing? Are you okay?
I was falling asleep driving here. So
you have to put your hands up. And
that's why I said.
It's keeping me up. Right. Literally.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I hope you make it home okay.
I'll be okay.
Oh, dude. Honestly, when you guys come down for TwitchCon House, you're going to...
You want to Uber? I'll get you an Uber.
No. I'll be fine.
All right.
I'll have music blasting.
Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Let's get out.
All right. Next up. Hules asks, I'm in my 20s and I wanted to ask all the gamers in your 30s and 40s or higher. I don't think we got our higher.
Fuck you, Hules.
What was the first game that they played, if they can remember, and on what console or computer specs they had as a child? First game.
So when he says first game, he means a PC game, right?
Well, he says on what console or computer specs. So, I mean, my first game, probably Atari 2600. Who knows what game? But I think my first system was an Atari 2600.
My first game was definitely Joust. On the 2600 or 2400 or whatever it was called. We had some super rich friends that lived at the top of the hill, and we went up there, and they had a big screen, and they had that on there, and that was it. That was the end. Your entire...
Were you jousting vipers up there?
It's literally a paradigm shift. Like, I went from a normal kid liking certain things to, oh, this is what I'm going to do from now on. That's mm-hmm. what happened. That night. The game was changed.
Yeah.
By playing a game.
For me, I always played a lot of arcade games. And then the first console game I remember playing is Duck Hunt and or Mario Brothers. And it was funny because I was playing with my nephew last night. And we played Apex. We played Left 4 Dead 2. We played Counter-Strike. I was like, oh, Nishan, what's the first game Auntie played with you or taught you to play? And he's like, Left 4 Dead. So that was fun.
Uh-oh.
We played through a campaign.
That was your first PC game ever?
No, for my nephew.
Oh, for your nephew. Gotcha.
Yeah. And we got to play it together, which is awesome.
So my first console game was actually on the NES, and I tried Googling it right now. I don't remember the name of the game. It was called The Legend of Cage.
I played that game.
You mean this new studio room? Kage, you idiot.
What is it?
I called it Cage, too.
Cage.
Legend of Kage.
Cage.
Like, the only reason I know
that. It's Japanese. Yeah. Kage, Hokage.
Yeah, Kage. I'm going to Kage your face right now. You still shut up.
Kage.
IGN, 2 out of 10.
This is the first game I ever played. Legend of Cage.
You're playing the wrong game again. Way to fail your homework. Hard F.
Who calls it Kage.
Kage is
Japanese
like the
people. That's about it.
Yeah, kage. It's like the kage is like
kage
the,
is what I do in a toilet. All right, in Spanish. All right, yeah. Un kage.
You would be the worst. Oh my
luego
gosh.
Cagué y me fui.
Yeah, cagué y me fui.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, Legend of Kira is the first one, and then my
you're the worst ninja.
My specs. My first piece of specs was a.
She's so hot.
It was a Hewlett. It's a dude. It was a Hewlett Packard.
Shit.
And he's saving the princess. It was.
Bobby said earlier that video game sexuality is fluid.
Oh my gosh, you guys are both just like messing up over here so hard. She's hot. It's a dude.
It's a dude.
It's a dude.
My first PC spec was a Hewlett Packard that my parents bought, and it was with a huge CRT that looked amazing. It was 500 hertz, megahertz, I guess, 500 megahertz.
She's really
hot. With like, what
he's
was it?
Really.
32, I don't know how much RAM. And then I had an ATI card. I remember I had an ATI card. And then I had a 250 gigabyte hard drive, I believe. Or 200. Some weird number like that.
That's pretty big for back in the day.
It was, dude, the computer was like $2,500. Like, wow, yeah. my dad was just like.
So much like a basic computer was back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Cool.
All right. Last question from Epic Tryhard Face.
Robert, did you answer?
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah. Well, I said the Atari 2600.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't remember what game.
Who knows what game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Way to put yourself out there.
For games released on console and PC, what features are must-haves for you to consider it a good port?
As long as it plays as well as it did on console, it's a good port. And the UI. The UI really bothers me. The console UIs. I mean, we have a mouse. We don't have to do your bullshit ass left
yeah.
bumper.
You'd
stuff.
Be surprised. My requirements are very basic. Just yeah. good PC or good mouse and keyboard support. And you'd be surprised how many don't do that.
Yeah,
they don't. And like one of the things we're trying to like for instance, one of the new ports that's coming to PC. I mean, is Halo. And one of the things they're trying to like really like tell everyone is like, hey, mm-hmm. we have great mouse and keyboard support. Yeah, it's yeah. amazing. It's like you won't even know the difference. It's,
yeah.
And so yeah.
we'll see.
Which is the most important part.
And I don't really complain like, oh, it's not 60 FPS or something, or they changed like in some of the Final Fantasy games, they changed like the looks of some things. I don't really care too much about that as long
no,
as
I do.
I would see how people would, but
the port has to look better. Than it did on console.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
As long as it plays the way. If Spider-Man came out as is on PC and nothing was changed, it would be.
I wouldn't perfect. Give a fuck about it.
Yeah, you wouldn't because you have fucking everything in the world.
No, but I mean, I wouldn't care. But like, if it would come out and it actually let you like choose the settings like a little bit if better. It
said, oh, I want to bring this up. Okay, cool. Whole new segment. Special edition Ray. So I realized when I, because I went to fucking. Disneyland with him. This guy is obsessed with special editions. He has special editions of every console and everything, right? Ray?
No, I don't.
I mean, no. Ray, you be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you? Okay, when special editions come out, I go, who the fuck's buying this shit? I found the guy. He's the guy. So, my question is I had a quick question. It's not a segment. What is your favorite special edition you ever bought? And what is the worst thing you're like, oh my God? I can't believe about this.
I don't know. I really don't know. I like them all.
You've had 2 weeks to think about it since I brought this up to you when we were at Disneyland.
That was 2 days ago.
It was 4 days ago because I know because I have a diarrhea since then.
It's been like 2 days ago.
You had something. You were like, ooh, that's a really good story.
And I forgot what it was.
All right, cool. Well, that's been our show. And on that bombshell.
All right, what's everybody playing next week?
I just want to go home and play with Littlewood.
Oh, I'm not coming home with you tonight, though.
Shut up, Ray. Why would you just like admit to that?
Because it gets bigger, and it becomes big. It becomes big, Ray Wood.
You gotta nurture it, like
wow.
It's gonna take 10 to 12 days to grow, and it has a resale value of 600 gold.
Just spit on it.
Oh my god!
Gotta water it.
Wow.
You gotta water it.
So I, god damn it, I forgot who mentioned.
This is my hard exit right now.
Yeah, we're done.
I forgot who mentioned this, but someone suggested some. I'm still taking suggestions on video game movies. Someone recommended the Blood Rain movies and also the Tekken movies. I think it was Ghost Nico, but I might have fucked that up.
Can I make a recommendation, Bobby? Sword Art
is
Online.
It not, oh, god damn it. No anime.
Why not?
No anime this week, all right? I need a detox here. But I think I'm going to check out the first Blood Rain movie next week.
Blood Rain.
I've never played those games.
I don't know
what that means. You've seen the game.
I don't care if it's anime, at least quality over relevance.
We're talking video game movies, Chi. Quality is not guaranteed.
Oh, they have a Blood Rain movie?
Yeah. There's three of them. Three.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out at the same time.
Nothing sells like redheaded titties. Big old titties.
Blood Rain, the game, and the movie came out.
Did
really
I just read You Bull? Does he make them?
Oh, God. Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. Oh, that guy.
See, I was thinking of throwing that in there. Like,
why not Wreck-It Ralph? Let's watch the new Wreck-It Ralph
together. U-Bull makes...
I talked about it on the podcast.
U-Bull makes a postal movie.
Yeah, he makes a postal movie. Everyone says that's his best one.
Isn't that supposed to be like one of the worst movies ever? The first scene of that movie is the pilots talking about crashing into the World Trade Center.
I gotta get you out of here.
That's the first. Anyways. All right.
Yeah, sure. Check it out, Bobby. Nobody's gonna care. Chi, what are you gonna do next week?
Littlewood.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Ray.
I'm playing Fallout 76 right now. I actually have to get home. We're gonna play the Battle Royale.
Oh, nice. Layers of Fear and Littlewood.
You wanna play?
What's my Ray?
Fuck you.
What's my homework again?
Nightmares.
Little Nightmares.
Cool.
Nightmares, Little Wood.
Oh, boy.
Little
Fallout.
We all got to do a little theme here.
We don't have a name yet. Little theme. There we go. That's the podcast episode. Besides that, I am going to be playing. No, I don't know. All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, and Ray, or as he said, what's up is his name, and what? Myself. Sleepy titties, everybody.
Sleepy titties sounds like great.
I'll be better next time.
Little House on the Prairie.
Thank you so much.
There's never been an episode that Bobby and I both cried of laughing.
A huge dono.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Dude, you guys were crying. You guys were wiping your tears. That was so good.